Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah! Uh-huh.
Let your ladies go!
Uh-huh. Lil Jon.
Yeah!
Your boy Kel.
Yeah!
This is for the traffic girls.
Where y'all at?
All around the world.
Let's go!
Every block.
Hey!
Every club.
Hey!
Every hood.
Hey!
I'm in love.
So sweet, so brown, so thick. So nasty, I love that.
Yeah.
So smooth, so creamy. God damn it, I must be dreaming. So jiggly, so soft.
Yeah.
God damn, I wanna break you off.
Break you
so
off.
High, you gon' melt. Eat you all up by myself. Girl, I can't wait to unwrap ya.
Yeah.
If I can let fix some laughter.
After.
So taste that, my treat. Miss Chocolate, let me get a little tea.
Uh-huh.
I'm too good, but caught up. So good, I won't be some more. I'm caught up.
Booties and brown eyes, chocolate, that's what I gotta have tonight.
Hey.
Leave about the club with tonight.
Take shots and more shots,
what? And we drink like we own the bar. And she's pushing that all
oh,
on me. Conversation
oh.
Like let's just
let's
see.
Go, man.
I won't hesitate.
Ooh.
To the crib right away.
Ooh.
She comes and it's just in the truck. But it's just talk to me.
Co-host is going to have a lot to say about that because I think he was born to be a cheater and he's a shit talker, which I like. He might be able to handle me on the air and off the air. So I'm going to bring on my co-host, which is, again, Carlos Corleone from PME. For all my fans that's on BBM, he's one of the shit talkers that's always sending out fucking blasts that makes us laugh. So the way he gives it up on BBM is going to be the same way he gives it up on the show. So, everybody, here goes Carlos. Hi, baby.
What it do?
How you
I
doing?
I think you're going to get me on the show.
What?
I've been on hold forever.
You're supposed to. You got to hear my theme song first. The fuck?
I don't know if I want to hear no theme song. We come here to talk about what we come to talk about.
I don't care. I always start my show out with Chocolate City. That's my theme song. You know I got that nice, silky, smooth chocolate complexion, melting your mouth, nodding your hands, and, you know, mm-hmm. it turns you into a diabetic. You know how I give it up.
That bullshit. Anyway.
You can't even give away my secrets.
I don't give away secrets.
So, my fans want to know about you, so go ahead and take the stage.
What they want to know, I tell them.
Just tell them of your background and what you do and, you know, because, you know, we have a lot of BBM people that follow the show as well. So, you know, they ain't going to expect nothing less than what the hell they see on BBM.
They follow the show like they follow me on BBM like Twitter, huh?
Uh-huh. Some of the retards.
Nah, they might not be retards. The good people.
Retards, good people.
Anyway, I'm Carlos Corleone, co-host of the show today, Rough Rider extraordinaire, one of the founders of PME. It's an inside entity of the Rough Riders that we brought up, you know, to give all the Rough Rider sisters hell, because they be talking a lot of shit. So we had to put them in their place and let them know what's going on. And, I talk a lot of shit, but it don't really be a lot of shit. I just keep it real, and people can't understand keeping it real. They think you got to be an asshole or whatever because you try to keep it real. You know, they be sending out bullshit. They be on that fake shit trying to send out stuff, fake love letters and shit like that, instead of just coming out telling somebody, hey, I like you or whatever. They had to send out a mass blast with this bullshit. So me and my PME brothers, we just start putting them on the wall, men and women, putting everybody on the wall when they do some sucker shit. And we've been called the most wanted of BBM. It's a hit out on us.
I can believe that. I really can, because some of the shit y'all say is retarded. But it's funny, because, I mean, I have to laugh every time that I'm reading your shit. But aside from BBM, what do you guys do as far as, you were on the show last week, and some of your others called in.
Right.
And you guys are talking about all the connections that y'all have all throughout the United States and international, and that's
right.
Curious to me because, you know, I'm about to start going on tour, and I'm about to start doing these fuck parties in different cities, states, and stuff like that. So, you know, just tell people where, you know, what y'all do in the various states.
Well, everybody know where the Rough Riders originated from, out of New York. With the Dean brothers and sisters, Swiss Beats and all of them. And I'm not really for sure, but I think what happened, I heard two stories. One story was some stunners, you know, came and bogarted the video set, like they wanted to be in the video. And other story was that people, they put motorcycles in the videos, and it, you know, it just started off a chain reaction with, you know, people wanting to be down all over the world. And, I mean, we like one big family. Like, we look at each other like brothers and sisters, even though we talk trash to each other. It's really like we family. Like, I can go anywhere in the world. People open their doors up to me like we came out the same pussy, you know. And it's just like extended family. And it's like what some people already told us is that, you know, I spend more time with my Rough Rider family than I do with my own family. Like, and my job is telling me how many families you got. You keep going to all these family reunions. But sometimes, like, when our family has, you know, it's a, what they call an anniversary party. And we are, and the anniversary party is like the day that you became, your chapter became a chapter of the Rough Riders. And, you know, we celebrate, and, you know, no matter where you go, it's always the same thing. We come in on Fridays, everybody at the hotel kicking it, talking trash, just kicking it, meeting people that you haven't met before. Friday night, we go to, you know, a meet and greet, which is really the same thing, you know, where it's meant for you to meet the Rough Riders that you don't know, and different, you know, communities in the in the motorcycle world, but we do more than motorcycles. The Rough Riders do. We're really a lifestyles club. You know, we're in the, you know, just showing out boats, cars, motorcycles, pit bulls, workout, thug team. You know, we skate team. You know, we just do it all. And then, you know,
okay,
we go back to the hotel, act the fool. Everybody go to sleep, wake up the next morning, go to a picnic. We have a picnic. We all eat together. We pray together before we eat. And we just have a good time. And then Saturday night, it's the party. And Sunday, everybody go home.
Okay, that's real interesting because I wouldn't have expected it to be as deep as it is, I guess, coming from you, because I always take you as a silly-ass person. But the more that we be talking on the phone and everything like that, I'm just like, interesting. Not only do you make me laugh, but, you know, we have some deep conversations that aren't sexually explicit. We can shoot the shit, shoot the dozens. I mean, it's a very versatile conversation that we have, whether it be on my work phone, your cell phone, your other cell phone, or just like on BBM or texting, and I like that. So, I mean, I know we were supposed to have, like, so many different topics, but for some reason, I don't know what, you know what made me think about it? Somebody hit me up on Twitter, and they were talking about cheating. Holy shit. Who are better cheaters, men or women?
Women. Hands down.
Why?
Because y'all just the coldest with that shit. Women, you know, women are more sneaky than men. Men are dumb. We get caught up in dumb shit all the time. Y'all have all y'all nits and angles and everything hooked up, ready to go. And this ain't no sexy shit either. This straight up business. Y'all have everything. When y'all want to do something slick or whatever, y'all put it down like, and it's there. Have everybody backing you, your family, your friends, and everybody. And men, we just do shit on the spur of the moment. Like, fuck it, you know, because we just do what we do.
Let me see. What are my thoughts on that? Am I a better cheater than a man? I would actually say, shut the fuck up. I would have to say that's a split. That's a split. And the reason why I say that is because I don't tell on myself. And so I can sit there and know my role and play my position. And I'm not the cheating type. If I have to cheat on you, I don't need to be with you. But have I cheated?
Well, yeah. Now, what was you doing the other night then?
The what?
I said, what was you doing the other night?
I was in the hospital with my daughter.
The night before that then?
I was at the hospital with my daughter. I've been at the hospital every night.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
But
you want to talk
I'm not
about
cheating. I mean, if I was to fuck somebody right now, I'm not cheating because I'm not committed. I mean, I have someone that I like, and we're like, you know what I'm saying? But I wouldn't say I cheated. Now, when I was married, I cheated.
You got to do unto that person as you want that person to do to you.
Okay, but the thing was, my ex-husband was a cheater. So after, you know, being cheated on, because it's just in a man's nature to fucking cheat, no matter what the fuck
oh
you got at home.
There you go. You're going to put it off on the men. I can't wait for everybody to get up in here and shut your ass up.
I'm just thinking on my experience. So, you know, I was working. I met this dude. He was black and Portuguese. He was fine as a motherfucker. And he was in the Marine Corps, too. So, you know, me and him started talking and stuff like that. And then the one day I decided to cheat, oh, my God, I almost got busted. We had just finished fucking, and somebody knocked on his door and called him outside. And when he goes outside, he's, like, talking, you know, I'm dressed, fixing my face and all this other shit. Next thing you know, my ex-husband walks in the room, and I'm like, my heart drops. And I'm like, oh, shit. And he was like, why are you looking all innocent? I'm like, because I ain't did nothing. He's like, why are you here? I'm visiting my friend. He was like, let's go. Little do he know. What? I played it off. He didn't know that we were fucking dead.
Did you really believe in that nigga mind? He didn't know what you was doing.
Uh-huh. He didn't.
Yeah, right. Now, he must have been a false lamb or something.
Nah, I just got some good pussy. So then, you know, we continued to see each other. So then,
I said, because you say you got some good pussy, that don't mean nothing. It's a baby girl born every day.
Exactly, but to him, I was straight. So as time progressed, we still had problems, so he decided to leave the house. So when he left the house, shit, full-fledged, me and the dude fucking around. So then one day he came over to the house. I was at my best friend's house, and old dude was at her house. And he's like, what the fuck? I'm like, oh, he stopped by to see Janine, and I just happened to come over. To make a long story short, I had my lover and my husband at the same card table, being partners, playing spades, and me and my lover playing footsies under the table. Because he was just like, because he was just like, oh, that's just your friend. What?
I need you to ask me something. Where do you know each other from?
The Marine Corps. They didn't personally know each other. They just knew each other because of me. They wasn't friends. They wasn't in the same battalion or anything like that.
The first part of the story.
I was in his barracks room, and my husband just happened to be walking by, and he saw the car parked
so
at the barracks.
You was cheating, and y'all was in the same fucking unit?
No, they wasn't in the same unit. He was 3rd Battalion. My husband was 1st Battalion.
But I'm saying y'all was in the same place at the same time, on the same grounds, on the same everything.
Yeah, my husband was at work, and I happened to come creeping, and I got busted because he saw the car parked at the barracks. Because we lived off post. Yeah, you know. That's when I was just starting out.
You needed your ass busted. That's what you needed to do.
What?
You needed your ass busted. If I'd have, that would have been a situation with my wife, I would have blacked her eye.
No, you wouldn't.
Shit.
Shit happens. When you do dirt, it comes back on you. So he had been cheating so much, I got tired.
Oh, okay. So
I decided to do me.
You was catching him cheating. So if that was the case, if you was catching him doing all this cheating and everything, if that's what you wanted to do, why you just didn't tell him, like, fuck it, this is what I want to do. Fuck you, nigga, this is what it is. I ain't sneaking around and blah, blah, blah.
Uh-uh.
You were scared.
I was young then. I was 21, 22. If I knew then what I know now, yeah, we could have just went ahead and had an open marriage and got it out the way.
Oh, okay.
Because he cheated more than me. I was a housewife. I was a good girl.
You ain't never been a good girl.
Yes, I have. I'm a good girl now.
You was born a bad girl.
I was born a freak.
Yeah, that too.
So, I mean, I think I'm more of a freak than a good girl. But I know how to switch it up. Depends on where I'm at and what my atmosphere is like.
Okay, then. You versatile. That's what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. Very.
Okay.
Very. So, I mean, it just depends. Because, I mean, you got, like...
When you was 21 and that happened, you was in the Marines, you was scared, or wasn't you? When he seen that car over there and he knocked on that door, you was scared as shit, wasn't you?
Man, when I turned around, the motherfucker walked in, I just knew it was a wrap. I was like, oh, my God.
He thought he was going to beat the brakes off your ass, didn't he?
Nah, I didn't know what the hell he was going to do, to be honest with you. But he was more concerned, like, okay, whatever is wrong, we need to fix it. You know what I'm saying? Because I am always taught, if you're going to cheat, make sure it's better than what you got at home. So if you fuck up home, the greener shit is better. So therefore, the motherfucker looked better than my husband. His rank was higher than my husband. He had it going on. So I wasn't going to miss out on too much. So my husband noticed that he was like a pretty boy, and he was just like, okay, you know what, fuck that. He was not about to lose me to him. So whatever he had to stop doing to fix us, then that's what he worked on.
But you know something, though?
What?
this some straight up shit right here. If you doing that type of shit, if you my woman, I'm gonna be like, I just had to get at. You know, you can only deal with so much and so time, but and some men feel like I could say this because like I be around a lot of guys that do a lot of stuff, right? I got cousins and everything, and I got a cousin, and he feel like just because he made the bread of the house, or he felt like just because he made it happen, that he and he was kind of unhappy, not unhappy, but he had a freak, he got a freaky side, I guess you could say, and he wanted to do what he wanted to do, but he didn't want to do it at home with his woman. And I'm telling him, like, bro, that's what you have a woman for, so you can do what you want to do at home. It ain't safe out here to be just spreading your peanut butter all around the world. You know, you got to you get at home, you know, you do what you do at the home. If whatever you like, your woman's supposed to give it to you, just like whatever she like, you're supposed to give it to her. But he felt like just because he was the breadwinner, he was never at the house, and he could do whatever he wants to. But and I said, well, what if she do something like that? She got to go. And I'm like, well, what makes it different with you and with her? It should be equal all around the block. And he said, well,
see,
that's just
you
the way
think
I
like
feel.
That. Most men got double standards. That's just like when a man cheats on a woman, he wants us to forgive him. You know what I'm saying? But if we cheat, he want to ask 50 million questions, and it's hard. Damn, was his dick bigger than mine? Did he fuck you better than me? Blah, 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 blah. And he'll
you
be like,
what?
Hell nah,
yeah.
We can't work this out.
You know what? I used to be that type of guy, and I just come to realize that any motherfucker, you can't keep a motherfucker from doing whatever they want to do. Because you can't be with somebody 24 hours a day. So, fuck all that. Do what you do. You know, as long as you coming home, you ain't bringing me nothing. You know, I'm good with that, you know. Because I know that no matter what you say and no matter what you do, if a person want to do something, they can find a way to do it.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Now, let's just say, for instance, you have a woman.
Right.
And you cheat on her, right?
Right.
And the woman finds out. But it's like, you know, it's some, you know how people have, like, hidden things, you know, the closet or whatever? So let's just say, for instance, your girl got a closet that she about to open to you, right? So what if she just like, you know what, Carlos, you cheated, you know, she y'all talk about it, and what if she tells you to go get the chicken and bring her home? Because she wants to jump in it.
Hold on, say that again. My other phone was ringing in my ear, fucking my head.
Okay, you have a girl.
Hold
you cheated
on her. Oh, all right, now go ahead. What did it say?
You have a girl, right?
Right.
You cheated on her. It comes to light. Y'all talk
right.
about it. But you don't know that your girl got some closet shit going on, right? Because she ain't never really
right.
shared it with you because she's been suppressing it. So then she'd be like, baby, you know that bitch you cheated on me with? And you're like, yeah. She's like, well, why don't you call her up? And you're like, why? And be like, invite her over and let's go fuck her. What would you say to that?
Well, for one thing, I don't know. You know, maybe I'll be like, all right, well, I'm going to call her up then, you know, but. You know, it just depends on the situation. I will be kind of, like, curious, like, why you want to call her up? What's up with that? But, I mean, if she said what you just said, I'd be like, all right, fuck it. Let's call up, and I'll just play it by ear.
Okay, I can respect that. I can respect that. Because you got some people that, you know, like, shit, if you want cheese, bring it on.
Yeah. That's what they're saying. I can't put this out here because I know she's probably on the phone, but I got a friend going through some stuff like that right now, and I had to hang up on them to get on the show, and I got a friend that's going through some of that stuff right now, and it's like, and that's the way she felt, like, motherfucker, if you want to fuck a bitch, we bring her home, we both can fuck her, you know? That's how it's going to be. You don't have to have nothing hidden behind me. So.
That's a true fact, though.
But see, some men look at it like, hey, well, she's saying that because she's trying to test and see where I'm at, and see if I just want to fuck somebody. You know, that's the way they look at it.
Well, I mean, could be, could not be. Hold on, we have a caller from New York. Let me see who this is. Hello, caller, you're on the air.
What's up? This is the boss. What's going on?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. To answer your question, that's a good pick right there. That won't mind stepping up and like, you know what, if you're doing it on the side, why not bring it home? Now, there could be consequences to it as well as reward, but you just got to know what type of girl you have. If you have that type of girl that's truthful with it, that's like, yo, if you want to do it, you're going to do it, that's what's up. But if you have a girl that's like, if you're going to do it, then I'm going to bounce on it and keep it with her or move on to somebody else, then, you know, it's always a catch-22 with that. You got to be careful how you do it.
And that shit don't never pan out either because, I mean, it just say, let's say if your woman tell you, all right, you know, if you want to fuck somebody, you can bring her here and we can both do this and we can check her out and this and that and we both agree on this, it's good. But guess what's going to happen? If that woman tell you, hey, we're going to do this together, you know how us niggas is, every now and then you're going to want to hit that by yourself, you know. And then that's going to bring problems in your relationship because the woman like, damn, we're supposed to be doing this together, and you sliding behind my back doing it. So that's still the same way as cheating in the first place.
True. And then, call it that loss. But, I mean, the way that I look at it, a man is going to do what a man's going to do. Female's going to do what a female's going to do.
Hold on. Okay, I was waiting for you to say that because I was finna go hard on you.
Oh, no. I don't discriminate because, I mean, it's, you know, I just have to be like, you know, I separate the two. And it's just all about how they handle their shit. I mean, basically, you got two or three ways. You get caught, man or woman to fuck up. Or you can take the coward's way out, use reverse psychology, make a motherfucker feel like they didn't see what they saw, they didn't hear what they heard, didn't read what they read. I mean, it's several different ways that you can go about it. But I just feel like, you know, when it comes to the cheating thing, I think men started that. I think cheating originated with men.
Oh, my God.
And I just feel like we're a part of our environment.
Okay, well, tell me something. Ask me this question right here. How the fuck did we start it? I mean, if you look in the beginning of time all over the world, the men was the ones working. The women was at home, their stay-at-home wives and stuff, and coming home, bringing their checks home. We was really getting pimped back in them days. We was straight getting pimped. I mean,
look, it's a man's job to oversee the fucking household. That's how it used to be back in the day. I believe
in y'all start crying for them equal rights and all that shit. So guess what? With them motherfucking equal rights, it's time for me to stay at home and clean and cook and you go to work and break your motherfucking back and your knees and shit be hurting while I'm at the house chilling.
And I have no problem with that. But like I said, cheating originated with men.
I don't believe that.
I do.
You know why I don't believe that? Because y'all sneaky, conniving like a motherfucker. And you know why? It's because a woman came from a man's rib. And if you came from us, you're supposed to, man, the way God made it, you're supposed to be, and don't get me wrong, I'm not saying like we're supposed to dominate Kyle or nothing like that. But y'all sneaky motherfuckers connived us. It's like they say that the white man came over here and connived the Indians out of their land. The women did the same shit. You came from us. We supposed to have been your teacher, and you did some dumbass shit, biting apples or whatever the fuck they did over there, and got us all messed up.
Okay, but a man has free will. So when he offered him the fruit, he could have been like, hell nah, I'm not eating it. But he did it on his own. He did it. He ain't forcing him to do it. He
didn't
tell me he was
going to
get cut off
if he didn't. That go back to the point that you said earlier, the power of the pussy.
Okay, exactly. So the pussy can be so powerful elsewhere that the man be like, damn, that shit sure do look good. Should look like it looks better than what I got at home.
You don't know, you don't know if the pussy is that powerful if you don't dip in the peanut butter. If you just at home, you don't know what powerful that is. You know, you might look at it and say, damn, she hot or whatever. But that's what it's supposed to be and keep it moving. It don't supposed to be, oh, she hot. Hey, baby, what's your phone number? This and that. It depends on how you play yourself.
And that's why I say cheating originated with me. Any shit you can motherfucking say changed my mind.
Well, I wish some people hurry up and call so we can get this going.
Well, yeah, I wish they would hurry up and fucking call too. But until then, motherfucker, cheating started with men. Men, men, men.
That's some bullshit.
Okay, while my caller ain't saying nothing, Mr. New York or 347. Hello?
Yeah.
Okay, so what are your thoughts?
All right. I missed out on a couple because my phone ended up losing service, so I gotta catch me back up.
Okay, cheating originated with me, and I don't give a fuck what anybody say. Y'all originated cheating.
Not that we originated it, but we kept it going.
It started with y'all.
A lot of things started
with men. You agree or disagree?
Men. A lot of things started with men. A lot of things started with women. You can't really say for sure because you don't know who started it. You can only think.
Here's the question to you. How many times have you cheated when you were in a relationship?
When I was in a relationship?
Yeah, how many times have you cheated?
Once.
And why
did you do it?
Because she was doing it.
But why didn't you just say, if you caught her doing it, right, if she was doing it and you wasn't doing it, why didn't you just tell her kick rocks with open-toed shoes and say, hey, you know, forgive her or whatever, and y'all talk it out, work it out, because you doing something that she's doing, that ain't going to make it right, and y'all both just keep hurting each other. So did you do it because you was hurt?
Well, what happened was when we started, when I found out about it, I was like, wow. And then after that, it was just like, you know what? If you can do it, why not let me do it? And it started off from there to where after that, once it came open, then after I said, you know what? We just might as well cut ways. And how I look at it is, why do what the other person is doing? So, you know, I ended up falling into that trap of doing what she was doing. But then after that, it's like, yo, if you're going to do it because you feel that it's green on the other side, then keep that green and let me move on to somebody else. And that's how I kept it. So it's like, no need to cheat for me because if I know I got something good at home, I don't have to look nowhere else. Now, don't get me wrong. It always looks green on the other side. But once you get into a relationship where pretty much everything is based on trust, if you really build that trust, you can go out and do what you need to do and keep it going. So it'll be, like most relationships will be 50-50. So if you want to have an open relationship, then keep it open instead of having to hide back and forth and stuff like that. Just keep it open for all of that. So if you want to cheat, speak it, say it early, and then just say, you know what, let's just work it out and leave it as an open relationship. Because if you want to be committed, then be committed to that one person. And that's how I look at it. So
Are you in a relationship now?
I tell you what, if it's got to be like that, because I know how I roll, if it's got to be like that, I'd rather be the nigga on the side fucking you than for you to be my woman and you know, sharing with another nigga. I tell you that much.
Oh,
I
mean, so you want to be the side dude?
Hell yeah. I mean,
if my
woman cheating, but she my woman, you know, then I'm like, damn, I'm the one dealing with everything. This nigga hit it when he wants to. fuck that. I'd rather be in his position. He can come over here and pay these bills and shit, and I just hit it when I want to hit it.
I feel you on that one.
I mean, cause you'd be walking down the street, motherfucker be looking like, yeah, there go that sucker right there, you know. Great job, he fucking the shit out that man wife, you know. And he over there going to work, busting his motherfucking ass, paying the bills, and when he go to work, Dree Drops come over there and hit the pussy. Fuck that. I want to be Dree Drops there. I'm going to say, you go ahead and go over there with Dree Drops, and I'm going to slide in with Dree Drops and go to work.
Well, you know, me being a woman, I mean, side dude would be nice. But I'm single, so it wouldn't even matter, because I'm going to get it. I'm going to get it regardless. And I guess I'm just, I don't know. I have a man's mentality. I mean, I've been around men so long that I just tend to think like them. I mean, if I'm in a relationship and I have to cheat on you, I have what is called two conversations. I'm going to make you aware of the situation because you might not know, or you may be complacent and content with what's going on, pull you to the side, let you know, yo, blah, 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 wah, wah, wah. Then we're going to get it right. Then your ass might slip again. Then I'm going to pull your coat and be like, hey, you know, we back to the same place. I have to have the same conversation with you. Yo, I'm fucking. I'm not even coming back to you. I'm going to go get me some dick and leave you the fuck alone. Because when it comes to that third conversation, to me, it's like you ain't give a fuck about what I was saying or you wasn't trying to fix it. And you was into your own shit. So let me do me. But let me do it separate from you. I ain't going to cheat on you. I'm just going to leave you the fuck alone and do what I need to do to make me happy.
But see, that's what it is right there. When you're in a relationship, you know, you can't just think about your feelings, though. You got to think about the other person's feelings, too. And I know, like I always say, this is what I feel about the cheating game and in a relationship. This is my all-out saying. No matter who you fuck with, you're going to have problems. You might not have the same exact problems as you got with the person you're with, but you're going to have some problems. They might be worse or they might be lighter, but you never know until you get in that predicament. And then guess what? The problems can be the same, and if you love that person, why not try to straighten out your problems with that person and fix that and go from there?
Sometimes it ain't fixable. Sometimes it ain't fixable,
and
that motherfucker
needs
to go.
But you know what?
Not fixable.
People, I'm sorry, brother, but let me just say this one thing. People usually, relationships usually mess up because of something minor misdemeanor. They don't never break up because of something major, like, you know, every now and then because of the cheating or whatever, but most of the time, it'd be the little minor stuff that fuck up your relationship than it'd be for the major stuff. If you can fix the little minor stuff, you can have a better relationship.
I'll think
like
on that
I
one.
Said,
and
to
no,
talk.
He's right on that one. Because,
I mean, to a point, but it's like if you sit and you're talking to the person, right, and you're being like, okay, babe, this is what's wrong in the relationship. And y'all sit down and y'all have a conversation. Both parties are aware of what's going on. Then you sit there and you try to make it better because communication is the key. So if I'm coming to you, I'm like, Carlos, look, babe, you're doing this, you're doing that. I don't like it, and it makes me feel a certain kind of way. You may not be aware of it, so I'm bringing it to your attention so we can work on it, so we can make things better, so we can go forward. Because Carlos may not know. So we have that conversation. So 2, 3, 4, 6, 7, 8 months down the line, he's back to that same spot. But because we had that conversation and sometimes shit happens, I will sit there and talk again because I'm trying to make it work. That's why I'm sitting down having the conversation with him. You know what I mean? But then if I have to sit there and like, okay, here's a third conversation, what the fuck? Then, shit, to me, something ain't right, and it's time for me to just go ahead and just either get him some space or get myself some space because I sat there and brought it to the table twice. I'm not just going to give up, especially if I care about the person. But if I'm just fucking you and we in the beginning stages, then please.
But
I'm gonna get some more dick.
I'm gonna
get some more dick.
I'll finish you like this. Remember, if it's worth fixing, then fix it. Always try to fix it. Even sometimes in the beginning stage, because you never know what you have until you know the saying. You never know what you have until it's gone. And it's the same thing with anything, like in relationships. You never know how good a person is or how bad a person is until you actually have that space. And sometimes it takes a little space just to make it work. So you have the first conversation, it didn't work out. You have the second conversation, it didn't work out. So you say, well, let's take a break from each other. Let them see what they're missing and then back. Because if you just keep doing the same talk over and over, then it's going to, so, of course, you're like, okay, so she said it. We fixed it. We look at it. I already know it's going to come back. But if they start to see that there's competition, because with, truthfully, with guys, and you know I'm right on this one, when it comes down to us, if there's a competition, we want to step our game up because we want to be on top. Even though, like, when you were talking about before, even though when you said before, when you, like, you'd rather be the side guy, I feel you on that because I'll take that role too. But in all actuality, you know, when you can come home to it every night and you know it's something that's worth it, you're going to do what you got to do to keep it.
But that's supposed to work right on both sides of the fence. You know,
yeah.
And I believe in keeping it even. You know, and that, what I mean is, what's good for me is good for you, and you know, both of y'all have to feel that type of way. So you got to.
Y'all are so sweet. Y'all are making me feel like there's hope for mankind after all.
And I mean, but you know, people just do stuff because I don't know. Maybe they're just color freaks, I guess. You know what I'm saying? If I can get it at home, why the fuck I want to get it on the streets when I know it's good in the house?
True. Carlos, I got a question for you. You know, what's 716? What's the area code 716?
I don't remember. I don't know.
Hold on 1 second. Yeah.
Oh, that's a New York number, too.
Okay, 716-440, you on the air. Hello? I guess they don't want to send it, so I'll mute the air.
They got one of them old bootleg phones. They maybe take one of the prepaid phones and I'll get them a phone, whoever that was.
Stupid. 716-603, you on the air.
What's up? Hello?
What is this? Yeah, move into a service area. You got better service.
What's up?
No, this is another caller. Is this a female?
Yes, it is. It's
Great
Diamond and Rain. What's up, Carlo?
That's the fucking troublemaker.
Yes, Great Diamond and Rain. You already know it wouldn't have been right if we couldn't get down on the get down.
Well, what could
y'all
say for such a long time?
What you say, Carlo?
I said, what took y'all so motherfucking long in the car? I only been texting.
Because we just got the number through BBM, bum. Be quiet.
Oh.
You don't mind me smack the pack of hair.
Plus, we was going in on Mr. Hollywood, your PME buddy. We was
plus, you better go save L Boogie, because me and Rain just got finished shut him down. He crying somewhere in the corner. Oh, yeah. We took it there with him.
So you better get to the chat room and go help your brothers. You know how the way we put it down.
Oh, my God. Ladies, thanks for joining us. Got a question. Who makes better cheaters, men or women?
Women, because men are... Because they're silly. They get caught. They don't know how to cheat. See, we'll cheat on your ass, and you won't even know that we out there doing the ooh-wee baby with somebody else. They dumbasses
you know
have been written all over their face when they get in the house. You know they've been
like
with
that.
The next bitch.
Smelling like dumb soap and shit.
You just, you're right, bitch. What is it, Carlos? Because
like
you already know I'm going to give it up real. What is
but,
it, baby?
But, you know, I'm just going to tell you. That's why I love you. That's why I respect
you.
I
love
you,
too. I won't kill a bitch, but what's up?
That's because you're going to keep it real. And see, Charlie be on some bullshit. She be on some men against women shit, trying to put the women on top and the women on and men on the bottom.
Carlos, wait a minute, baby. I know a woman can't spit fast longer than you or piss faster than you, and I already know it's not about being competitive. Because Carlos is
well,
real.
Don't be using my shit online. That's the shit
be
I say.
Quiet.
Don't be quiet,
Carlos. Carlos is not going to let a woman beat him with shit. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is men tend to do things, and it's wrong. Us women, we cover our tracks. Y'all don't. Y'all go out there
not
and
always.
Screw and shit and come home with a dumb look on your face, and we already know y'all have been out there doing wrong. Me, please. That nigga going to have everything I use at home at his house, so when I go home, my man won't know nothing that shit. Bitch, where you been? And when I tell him where I've been, he believe me.
Guess what?
I won't come home with, you know, like the men do, with glitter and shit all on your car or your bra smelling like Dove when you know all she uses Caress, you know, the dumb shit that y'all do.
I come home with glitter all the time because, I mean, I'm an affectionate type of person, and I got a lot of female friends, so, you know, it's going to be, I'm going to have that. That's what I do. I hug my
friends.
You know, y'all wear that shit. As long as that shit ain't on my motherfucking dick. You know, I put that shit on my dick.
Okay, well, that's just my opinion. Men will probably think that women are bad cheaters. In my opinion, I just think we as women cheat better. Me, I'm not going to cheat on you. I'm the bitch that'll tell you, you know what, this ain't working, and I told you, and now I'm going to, I see you, I holler. I'm not going to cheat and creep around and shit. That's a waste of my time. So
like
if I'm fucking somebody
like
else, I'm
Hollywood
damn sure
today.
Not fucking you no more.
Like you told Hollywood today, I forgot to go get my batteries.
Absolutely. I didn't lie. No, he tried to, first of all, Mr. Hollywood tried to play me, but Carlos, you don't even want to have a sparring match with me on damn live radio, so you know you better be quiet, because that's one thing this female beats you in. You might can piss longer than me and spit.
Ain't a woman going to beat me in shit. Not nothing.
Okay, Carlos, you don't want it, baby. I still love you, but you know you don't want it.
Harder. You can't spit longer than you can't throw farther. You can't do
shit
better
than
me. But canive a motherfucking nigga. That's all you can do better than me.
And I damn sure don't go to bed as early as you, sleepy time. Don't worry, I'm going to tuck you in in a couple weeks, baby. When we get to the Bronx, I'm going to tuck you right on in.
Yeah.
I love my poo-poo.
Hold on, we have another caller. Hold on 1 second. Okay, 716-440, you can speak now. What's up?
What's going on?
Thank you, thank you. Hello.
You know?
Who we talking to?
Contagious, motherfucker.
What's up, Contagious?
What's going on?
Where Rain at?
Where Rain at?
Rain, you on the phone?
Yeah, I'm on the phone.
What's up, doodle butt?
What's going on? What's going on?
Well, you over there crying, I want to hear you run off at the mouth, too.
I was letting Black Diamond do it. She spoke for the both of us. We like twins, but we different looking.
She the mouth for the North.
Yeah, I am. I like that crown. I'll hold it, Carlos.
Mm-hmm.
I got some good lotion
like
for
the
mini Super Bowl.
I really like
the way y'all think.
Y'all make it real easy. Yeah, we're going to always make it easy. That's my
Carlos,
proof.
Carlos, be quiet. Carlos, be quiet.
See, now you're trying to bully me again.
No, it's female bonding time right now.
I've
been holding it down because I've been going up against all men. Now it's females.
Oh, my God.
Cut it out.
Okay.
Who
was
that
that
just said cut it out?
That was somebody from New York. The boss. Excuse me, the boss. That's who that was.
Know it.
Keep it 100.
You know what? I think
We the only two men here today, so we got about 10 women in here.
Carlos, we have about 11 people trying to get in. But wait a minute, because I'm going to do what I do best on my show. I'm getting ready to switch up the topic. And the topic now is going to be, what do you do? How do you play it off when, like, you fuck somebody and they sex is bad? Ladies, what do you do when you get some bad dick? Do you tell them?
Yeah, you tell them.
Y'all go tell all y'all friends and dial them up.
Just don't call them no more. When they call you, be like, I'm washing my hair.
Y'all be telling y'all friends, like, girl, that nigga was shit. That's what that nigga be saying for real, though. He be like, I don't give a fuck. I bust that ass open.
If he ain't do nothing, then I'm going to talk about it. If he busted open, I'm going to let it be known he busted open. But if he didn't, please don't call me tomorrow. Please.
Well, just tell the nigga that before he leave. Like, look, bro, you ain't doing what you were supposed to do. Well, get the step and don't leave no motherfucking socks or nothing. Get all your
shit.
He
probably going to know before he leaves. He probably is, because I'm going to have a look on my face.
Satisfied look saying you didn't do a motherfucking
thing. Especially when they ask you, was it good? If you had to ask that question, guess what?
It wasn't good.
Don't even let them finish. Like, yo, for real, I mean, this ain't going to work. Go off this shit. It's not good.
Say, drop your drawers and show me your dick.
I don't know what to do with them.
Or when a nigga lie about the size of his dick. When he tell you he got about 10 or 11, and he really got 4.5 or 5, oh, my God, that's time to take a picture and twist that shit. Yes.
What about that nigga say he's going to put you in a wheelchair?
You could put a water balloon as a condom. We might have a few.
He was feeling himself because when I seen what he was working with, that shit couldn't do no motherfucking damage. That was like a pickle. And I guess that's how they give it up in the Bronx. I don't know. That could be a Bronx thing. And you know,
cut that out.
They was kind of whack. You know what I'm saying?
That's when you can look at it and be like, I know you don't expect me to suck this nigga.
Hey, look. Hold on. Black Diamond, would you shut your little punchy ass down for a minute? My nigga D-Money trying to get in on the show. He say he's been on the line. He from a 914 number.
I need you to. Okay. Let's see here. Okay, caller 310, you're on the air.
Listen, I gotta get them ready.
Hello? Caller 310, you're on the air. Well, I guess he don't got shit to say, so he can go back on mute. Kyle's most men don't follow directions and speak when spoken to.
Oh, cut the crap.
Yeah, because men don't follow directions good. Women do.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they
do. Y'all always lost. No, y'all don't. That's why y'all always lost.
Why we always lost?
Mm-hmm.
What you mean, why
y'all
we always lost?
Y'all don't follow good directions. Because y'all don't follow directions.
Whatever. Yes, we do.
Not true. If it's somebody we want to listen to, we going to listen. If it's not, we going to ignore the shit out of you, period, point blank. Ain't nothing else to be said.
so fun. I swear, it's so many of y'all tonight. Y'all are really doing things.
That's some damn Rough Riders. Can't take them nowhere. Can't tell them to call somewhere because they all go call.
I need a Rough Rider in North Carolina. I need a Rough Rider in North Carolina. Can y'all hook it up?
If it got seven chapters or something, go call somebody.
I need one in Greensboro.
Real quick.
Hold on.
We're
going to hook it up. Oh, yes. Oh, before you just clock out. You know you're fucking crazy.
Okay.
You got to get the
ride. 910-478, you're on the air. 910-478, you're on the air.
Yo, what's going on? This Hollywood.
Oh, this is the one you were talking about?
There goes the neighborhood.
Yes, there goes that neighborhood. You're exactly right. Yo, my question is, why don't you just tell them how you feel? I mean, if that's the situation, then say, yo, this is what it is.
What's cheating on a dick?
What?
Which time, I mean, because we have two different topics going on. I switched it up in the middle about whack dick or pussy.
Nah. The second one where you said that, you know, you had a dissatisfying situation.
I see. The way that I give it up, if you whack, I'm going to tell you or I'm going to record you and I'm going to put you on my site. And let everybody see how whack you are, and I'm a blast your ass. Then I'm going to get on my show, and I'm going to talk shit about you. So I'm like one of those officially thorough bitches where you fuck me correctly, because if not, I'm going to fuck you up.
I'm a kid. Yo. I think you're going to mess around and get your house burnt down. See, that's what you're talking about. We don't have to take it that far, you know what I mean?
So we got some disgruntled fuckers out there, huh?
Yeah, very disgruntled. Unnecessary, you know what I mean? You know, we taking it way too far.
Why? I mean, no, the thing is, when men talk shit or they write on their dick, then I feel like I have to do a public service. You know what I'm saying?
But don't it go both ways? Don't it go both ways?
Yes, it does go both ways. Yes, it does.
Okay. So set up a site for both.
So if a homegirl coochie stinks, you're going to tell her, right?
So set up a
hell
head.
Hell yeah.
Wow.
I mean,
we're not
going to
put
a little bit on the
whole site. Yo, she's kidding. Or you just not going to get hired.
Wow. I'll pull that one.
Yo.
Thinking about that. That's why I just brought that up. But anyway.
What?
Well, you know, I mean, I'm glad you did bring it up because men think about it. I mean, so we won't discriminate. I don't want them to think that we're men bashing. I mean, they can bring up whatever they want to talk about as far as not being dissatisfied or whatever. Because, I mean, me personally, if you don't tell that person, then they're going to go to the next partner thinking they the shit. So you need to let them know so they can fix whatever is wrong. If your dick ain't, if you're not lasting, I'm going to tell you. So maybe you might need to jack your dick before you fuck the next bitch so you can last longer than 2-3 minutes.
Or something, or I might let you practice again.
But
you
got to
I mean?
Say that, though. You got to say that. You got to be like, yo, this is what the situation is. This is where you went wrong at. You know what I mean?
Okay,
like,
but
yo,
sometimes
don't...
that kind of crush your ego, so you can't just come out and say, okay, your shit was whack.
Are we talking about men or are we talking about boys? I mean, what's the situation about? Once again, say that. Say, look, hey, yo, we ain't finished yet. You know what I mean?
Damn, Hollywood, you got some interesting things. Your voice, you done had an experience like that or something?
Never that.
You sure?
And yeah,
I'm
going
to say, hold on.
So I'm going to say, hold on, baby.
I'm going to make you a fool.
I'm going to say that because in the fact that if you're not real enough to say what it is, then that's what it is. Hello? If they don't have a situation to the where they can speak what the situation is, then are you a woman or are you a girl? I mean, that's really what the situation is.
That's very true on that one.
Are we dealing with women? Are we dealing with girls? Are we dealing with boys? Are we dealing with men? I mean, really? What are we really dealing with?
I mean,
if you're not woman enough to say what you want, Or if you're not warm enough to say that you have been pleasing, I mean, that's on you.
But, I mean, it can go to the person's mindset because we all are adults. But you have some people that
or act like
mentally, some people, they can't. They're not there. Because they've been allowed to get away with so much fuck shit sexually to where they think it's okay.
Well, I mean, once again, what are we dealing with? I mean, we diverting from the subject. The subject of is what are we dealing with? And we are men and women, and we're in a situation. And you should be able to express, as men and women, the reality of the situation. Now, if you're dealing with boys and girls, then you deal with that.
Now, I deal with men all day, every day. And then
that's
I might deal with a woman.
Then you say, that's what you say, but then you say, okay, well, this is the issue that you have, but you're not expressing it. So, I mean, you can't
say that. I express everything. I'm a straight-up, forward, honest person. I'm going to tell you.
Okay,
that's real. Look, this is what it is. Now, it's up to them to fix it because I'm not the one with the problem.
What is that?
And then sometimes there may be something that they can't fix. You know what I mean?
They
need to go elsewhere because I'm not the bitch to fuck with. Look, just, you know what, this is not going to work. You know, we're totally not right for each other. You know, your body functions one way, mine functions another. I require this. I require that. So, you know what I'm saying? Let's just go our separate ways. Then that way, I'm going to be sexually frustrated, and I'll just go to the next.
I agree with that. I agree with that because, I mean, if you're not being satisfied, then you always going to have that. It's always going to be an issue. You know what I mean? You got to have the total package. So, I mean, I totally agree with that. But once again, you are one out of what? How many? Because if that was what was going on in the world and that was really what the situation was, then we would be having this conversation right now.
Very true.
Oh, they don't
is that the
like it. They don't like when I'm on.
You know it is.
Who said they don't like when I'm on what?
They don't like when I'm on the phone.
Why do you say that?
Because if everybody was like that, if everybody had the same mindset that you had, then we won't be having this conversation right now. Because everybody would know what their situation is. This is what it is.
But, I mean, sometimes you have surprises. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's nobody's perfect. Nobody in the world is perfect. So, you know, everybody got a bad day or whatever. Call it what you want to call it. But on the same hand, you still need to speak the situation, speak the truth. Now, if you feed into that egotistical situation and make this person feel like, okay, yeah, this you did what you did, you know, now get up and do the baby boy dance and I'm going to go up and fix you some eggs or whatever, then that's on you.
Hold on one second here.
Please let me in. Please.
There you go, sweetie.
Hello.
You're in.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on.
Okay, who are you talking
to? I just wanted somebody else to say something to Mr. Hollywood because...
Because what?
My call got dropped. It is not that I did not have nothing to say, and I got quiet. I was listening to you.
Well, who you want to say something to me? I can do this all night.
Who? This rain.
Oh, word. Who's going
word.
On? Right?
What's going on?
You already know how I am. You already know why you're starting, right?
What you mean stunting? I'm not stunting. I'm gonna tell you like it is. I really am.
Oh yeah.
So
okay,
I'm gonna
you
give
know
you some type of idea so that you
know
never
how
come
I am
back.
Though, right?
I do.
Yeah.
How I know?
As far, I'm talking about my mafia. So I ain't talking about everything.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Okay. let's correct it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
I thought you were calling me out
or
something. Hold on now.
Yeah, nah. Let's correct it on air. You know what I mean? I'm not talking about it in that manner.
Okay. All right.
Yo, the white boys, yeah. So I mean, I'm waiting. So who else wanna? I mean,
well, I disagree.
Huh?
I disagree.
You disagree on what?
I disagree with everything you said, Mr. Hollywood. Mr. I'll make you fucking famous. I ain't buying none of that bullshit. Shut up. Don't nobody want to hear that.
Is that just out of general purpose, or is that real, just you really disagree? Are you just saying that out of GP?
Do you know who you're talking to?
It's Rain. Yeah.
It's Black Diamond, Dodo.
Whoa.
I don't disagree with you. I'm just with talking shit. I do agree with
you.
You
know, you know you don't want to go there with me.
Are you serious? How you going to call me out, Mr. Hollywood? Mr. I'll make you famous. Here's an opportunity to make me famous. Go ahead. How do I know?
Because you already know.
Yeah, well, of course, I know how you talk.
Here we go.
Who was that saying, here we go?
That was me. That was me.
What did he say?
That was not you. That was me.
Now it sounds like it could have been the boss.
What?
Oh, my goodness. This is crazy. Right,
I'm going to call my phone breaking up. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
All right.
Okay, hold on one second.
How did we get off the subject?
No, we really didn't get off the subject. I mean, you said what you said, and then she came in, and she was saying what she was saying. So now we're going to let some other people have their say, because there's a lot of y'all on here tonight. I'm 510-693, you're on the air. Hello? Okay, I guess not.
Yeah, no, we don't want to talk to them. Hello?
Okay, 240-476, you're on the air.
What's going on? It's Jay Mother Lightning, and tell Black Diamond she's famous because she on the whole stroll already, so tell her and her girls, get back on the boulevard and make my damn money.
Jay Little.
Make my motherfucking money.
Jay Little.
That's right. Tell Black Diamond, get her monkey ass back on the boulevard.
Okay, well, if I get on the whole stroll for your big-headed ass, you won't get a motherfucking dollar.
Bitch, you giving me my money already. Get your PYW monkey on the motherfucking boulevard.
Will you stop it talking all high? You the first one running. How are you going to piss on yourself? I can't wait till we get to the Bronx.
I'm going to light your ass the hell up. You ain't doing shit.
Whoa.
It's a motherfucking trick to get me down.
He's talking about somebody
going to
fucking
hold
it.
It's
Eddie Murphy.
Hey, hold on. Hey, Chuck. You have to put all these motherfuckers on mute for
me. They're going on mute. Okay, Mr. Hollywood, you're still open. And hold on one second. I see somebody from Charlotte. So I got to fuck with Charlotte because they're an hour away from me. 704-277, you're on the air.
You couldn't even say it.
That better not be no fucking China, dog.
704-277, you're on the air.
That better not be no fucking China, dog.
Hello?
I'm going to bust my motherfucking head.
Okay. 704-421, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. What are you doing?
Hey, yo, I don't even know how I got into this shorty low from Charlotte chapter. Yo, Jay Lightning, what up? Hollywood, what up, man? China.
What the business is, man?
I don't know, man. This is my first time. Hey, yo, this is my first time getting on this thing right here, man.
All right, hold on for a minute, brother. Hey, Chuck.
Yes?
All right. The 914 number, get that one straight in. 914-912.
1 minute, hold on.
914. Come in like that. 912. Let me call back right now.
Okay. As soon as she calls back, I got him.
Okay. Who we got from Charlotte? Who we got from South?
He said Viking.
It's Shorty Low, man. It's Shorty.
What's up? What's up? Shorty, what's up, Shorty?
I can't call her Hollywood. What's good, man?
Man, it's Carlos calling
on, man.
I don't
you know, man.
Okay,
we got Carlos. We got my big brother Carlos on the line right now.
All right.
Okay, Carlos, who's the number? Oh, wait, Carlos got dropped. Hold on
Yo, turn okay, it off. Y'all can't get turn it all on?
What is her number? Because when I released it, no one said anything. But hold on, guys, because like, we're like halfway into the show, and I have announcements to make. So you guys just bear with me, okay? Okay.
Yeah, you want to hold on?
Yeah, no, just hold on for a minute. For everybody that's in the North Carolina area, hold on, there's a lot of feedback here. Hold on one second. Okay, that's much better. Hold on. All right. I basically put everybody down for a second. Basically, next week, for everybody that's going to be in the Greensboro, North Carolina area, everybody knows it's Auntie Homecoming, and I have a few little different things that I'm going to do as far as my show goes. Next Friday, I'm going to do a live broadcast in the studio. I'm going to Ustream it, and after the broadcast, I'm going to have a private party. It's going to be some dancers there, and it's basically, I'm supposed to have a fuck party, but I couldn't book the hotel like I wanted to, so I'm going to do it in a private studio. You have to be on the guest list only. Anybody can come to the studio taping, because like I said, it's going to be live, it's going to be on Ustream. I was thinking about putting it on stick cam, but I can't because it's going to be a little explicit. I'm going to be like off the fucking chain. So those of you that want to come, hit me up at chackmommy@chackmommy.com so I can put you on the guest list and let you know what it all entails, what's the mission. Drinks are going to be $5 all night, and it's going to be recorded, and it's going to be put on my site, chackmommy.com. For those of you that haven't went and joined it, now is the time to do so. You get to see me in action. You get to see the lethal head skills. You get to see the back shots. You get to see those photos that I took from my photo shoot in Miami, West Palm Beach. You just get to see everything about Chalk Mommy, and you get to see where the movement started from for Chocolate City. I got clips from my DVD, which is also called Chocolate City. So I just had to go ahead and pause and let everybody know that that's what's going on. I'm going to be in New York next. Well, damn, it's already October. I'm going to be in New York this month. I'm not going to have my fuck party in New York this month because I need to go find a location, but I'm going to have it in November, and I'm still going to bring my He Likes the Way I Ride private party tour with me and like 4 to 5 of the baddest bitches you've ever seen, all nationalities. You know how I give it up. So we're getting ready to resume back with the show. Thanks. Hold on. Carlos.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so we have so many people on here. Oh,
yeah,
I see that.
I told you I was going to turn this shit out.
Okay, your people rowdy as hell, baby.
I got to calm them down because, see, right now they're in war mode. We at war right now. PME is at war with PYW. And even though we love them to death because they're our sisters, but we at war right now. We're going to have to whoop their ass, and then we give them love later. But, you know, it's war. And I got to calm them down a little bit. So y'all calm down for me just a little bit. We're going to just do this show the way we're supposed to do, and we're going to get back in the group room and talk more shit than a little bit.
Okay,
and
hold on one second.
I'm going to put my PYW traps back on the track.
Okay, hold on. Damn it. Oh, this shit is tripping me out, my switchboard. Hold on. Okay, 347-235. What's up?
What's up? What's going on? Now
that's the boss, man.
What's
is
going on,
man?
Huh?
What it do?
Is this raw?
No, it ain't raw. It's knowledge from the show.
Oh,
what's
up, baby?
That's
how you
my,
doing?
That's my dog. Right. That's my
dog. What's good?
That damn boy, my show is off the chain tonight. I'm like, wow. It's like an invasion of bikers. And then he tells me they're at war with each other. What the fuck did I run into? All I want is a motherfucking Rough Rider that's in North Carolina. I'm in Greensboro. I'm off all day tomorrow. I need something productive to do. Like, I haven't had my back banged out in a minute, so I need to find a new victim.
A victim?
Stop you off the hook.
I got some built up. Ooh, Lord have mercy. I'm backed up, built up, frustrated.
Well, Kyle, my nigga, don't put you in a wheelchair. Kyle, let me put you in the wheelchair.
How is a little dick motherfucker going to put me in a wheelchair?
I'm just saying, the man said he's going to put you in a wheelchair. You know, when the motherfucker get hard, it might slide all the way up to your neighbor.
Okay, and baby, he also called into the show last week when we was talking, and he called one of my girls up and was like, is my dick that small? They're on the radio show talking about me. Where the fuck they do that at? Nigga, if your dick small, it's small. Move on to the next bitch. I'm not the only one out there. I mean, I understand you might have seen my skills or whatever, but don't, come on now. It shouldn't matter if somebody is talking about your dick. You're not going to put me in a wheelchair, though. I can tell you that much. So he can wish. That's not going to happen. I mean, I'm not saying that it can't happen. It's not going to happen with him.
I don't know. I don't get into that. I don't get
into that. No. Don't bring him up no more because he is not a fig. He has nothing to do with anything. He was just feeling himself. He was talking with everybody else, but everybody that knows me knows that I be fucking New York niggas up. When I came to New York, I ran through a few, fucked them up, came back down south, fucked a few of them up, fucked one up this week. So it's nothing. So I just need to stick with North Carolina, go to Florida, Georgia, something, because up north is not where I'm getting it at.
I tell you what, Jock, put my nigga on the phone. Calling me crazy, talking about, what's up, shorty, don't know how to work the switchboard?
I do know how to work the switchboard, but the number that you're giving me has not been showing up. So tell your friend I said,
oh, well, then, hold on, damn, I mean, you need to tell me.
There is no, I got one, okay, is it 9020, the last four for the 914?
It might be,
only
it might be, it might be. Go ahead, hit him in.
Okay, hold on. 914, you're on the air.
God damn, it's about time.
What's your mouth?
Money? Fuck, man, it was cracking.
You got it.
Hollywood,
what it
look like? Oh, my brother, Hollywood in here, too?
It done went to war in here, man. I'm sitting on the phone talking to GG. Got to kill a motherfucker. And I done put the phone down. I hear them all the way through my Bluetooth, and I'm on the other phone. Damn,
who's going to war?
Black Diamond, Black Nasty Ass, and her little thugged out ass crew.
Her little crew going to war. Who we on the phone with? Who on here?
There's a lot of y'all on here, but a lot of y'all are muted because, you know,
what's
I got to get some
right?
type of structure and control on my show.
Well, they gonna act right now. Put them on the line. We're going to do the show. We're gonna deal with this PME, PYW shit another time. Right now, we're going to deal with the show. This is what I called y'all for, to come help me out on the show.
What's the young lady name I'm talking to?
That's Chalk Mommy.
This is Chalk Mommy, sweetie.
Chalk Mommy, all right, what's it do? I'm D-Money. Let's get it.
Oh, how you doing, D-Money? I'm doing good.
What's the topic? What we talking about?
We have two different topics. It was who are better cheaters, men or women, and then we're talking about when you fuck somebody and they shit whack, whether it be a male or, you know, guys, and you fuck a female and her shit is whack, you know, do you tell her? Do you finish the act? Do you, you know what I'm saying? Tell her or just be like, you just don't say nothing. And then, you know, vice versa for the women. And then Hollywood went into this spell, and he started getting a little deep. Are we dealing with boys, girls, men, women? I mean, everybody on this phone call are grown-ass people, but it always goes back to your mindset. You know what I'm saying? You could be 34 years
niggas.
Old.
Stop fucking with niggas for love. Stop fucking with niggas that can't fuck. That's all that is.
You know, you can't tell until you get into the act. Me personally,
But it's easier for a female to tell a nigga got a little dick compared to a nigga knowing a chick got some whack pussy.
I mean, true, but me personally, I just want a good fuck. I'm tired of fucking niggas. I want somebody to fuck me till I'm quiet. So when I get on the show, I'm like, oh my God, I had the best fuck or I had the best shit other than getting out here blasting a motherfucker. I mean, shit, somebody do me some justice.
You want somebody to make you drool, huh?
Oh, man, I want somebody to give me the business.
Make you drool, huh? I can take it.
All right, it's just not happening. So, I mean, I'm in North Carolina, but I'll be coming up to New York. I go go to Miami, I go to the A, whatever. I already see me in New York ain't getting along because the dick game is just not good. So
Let me know the next time you're in New York. I'm going to have one of my niggas that just came home from doing like 10 joints knock your top off for you.
Nah, I'm good.
I might have one of my big homies knock your top off for you.
I'm good, because after 10 years, I don't know what the fuck they was touching. Nah, I'm straight.
Hey, stop.
I am straight.
Stop.
I will pass on that offer.
All right.
Hold
hey, little black girl. Little black girl.
Huh?
Get the 510 number on, and I just talked to them on the phone. I clicked over, and everybody's talking about they're going to calm down. Jay Lightning, if you're still on the phone, calm down, sis. We're going to beat them up another day. Just calm down.
So they were going at it.
Okay.
I was talking to Gigi. I couldn't hear it. I had to put the Bluetooth away from my head because Gigi called me crying, going off, and I'll tell you about it. Damn, motherfucker called me from every number available.
Oh, yeah.
Hello?
Okay, 646-284, you're on the air.
Yo, what's good, mom?
Hello?
Jock, what up?
Hey.
Yo, what up? It's Jay. Review polls in the building.
Oh, my God. Hi, baby.
What's happening? What's happening?
Nothing. Man, oh, my God. They worse than they was last week, ain't they?
What happened?
Man, PME, you remember last week when they were on the show, Carlos, and then we had the dude from Maryland, and we had
PME
some other ones.
PME run that shit, baby. That was good.
Man, they got so many in here, like, they are really off the chain tonight. Where's Wifey?
I hear the
PME
run up in there going crazy, man.
Yes.
Hey, Chuck, get my people off mute. I want to hear my people's voice.
I'm giving everybody a chance because I have a lot of people on air. I have my regular people that call in too, so hold on.
Right,
so, Jay, what you got going on in New York this week?
Yo, ain't much going on too much. You know, it's a couple of underground things happening. It's a big circuit weekend. You know what I'm saying? A lot of MC actually, a lot of AC parties, Brooklyn Hood having some. PME know about all of that, though.
Where Brooklyn Hood party going to be at?
It's going to be at CPAC in BK.
Who the fuck goes to CPAC anymore? Why they want to have it there, man?
Yeah, they have it.
I done shot that shit up like 10 times, man, so I'm stop having parties in CPAC. We got to go to Manhattan, man.
It ain't no space for no parties in Manhattan for AC.
Yeah, you're right. We gotta keep it in Brooklyn. You absolutely
we gotta keep
right.
it there, man. You gotta keep it straight gutter.
But
you know what it
is,
man. The last
man.
Yeah, I know, B, but that's what it is, man.
CPAC is a death trap, man. I stay out of there, man. I gotta shoot my way in and shoot my way out every time.
Oh, man,
okay.
Yo.
Hey, y'all, guess what, though? Antioch talking about coming to an event so we can do a radio show at the event. And we're going to put it on YouTube and streaming and all of that.
Tell
her to come in here when we go to the concert in 2 weeks.
We can't put it on YouTube. We cannot, because YouTube will ban me. They ban all my fucking shit because I be giving it to you all. They no. Ustream is going to be the best bet for us.
Yo, Chuck, why don't you come in our New York event in 2 weeks?
Huh?
Why don't you come out with New York even in 2 weeks, October 15th and 16th?
I can't because I'm being booked for an event for some homecoming in Florida.
Okay.
All right, well, let's book my people out mute because they keep calling me, Chop. They're going to act good, I promise.
Carlos, you don't even act good. Shut up. You don't even act good.
See me, man. We run the world.
Well, y'all need to find me some dick in Charlotte. I'll travel. I need some good dick.
Charlotte, I got two niggas in Charlotte. I got two niggas in Charlotte right now.
You need to have them get at me because this is like, no.
No problem. Yo, Callie, you got her information. I'll holler at my nigga as soon as we get off this joint.
I got you.
Okay, okay, wait a minute. Oh, my God. 716-603, she's back on. Then 240, I'm putting her back on.
Put the phone
on right. 510 is back
P-Y-W,
on.
P-Y-W, I'm back in the building.
No, I'm on back.
What's up, D-Money? What's up, Carlos?
What
is
hey, can y'all niggas hear me?
PYW back in the building. It's raining. I'm making rain on
them.
Hey, back in the building.
Hold on, y'all. Make sure you get LT on there with the 510 number. And we're going to keep this. Now, everybody, we're going to do the show.
He
the
is
show
on,
is
sweetie.
Out. Okay. Hey, yo, what's up, big bro?
LT, what up, dog?
Hey, it's about time, man. Y'all fixing the clock over here. What's cracking?
What's cracking?
Hey, y'all
cracking, big homie.
6 o'clock. My minutes ain't free. I'm like, I'm about to get off this motherfucker.
Y'all
niggas
are
3 hours advanced. Shit about to get fucked up.
Hey, you gotta upgrade that phone to the unlimited program, bro. Would that be
hey,
that?
I really do. That's why I be on that motherfucker texting all day.
That's
I feel be
my
cool out here.
Earlier.
Okay, what's our new topic, Doc? What's the new topic?
Okay, somebody need to roll their window up.
We're gonna talk about fetishes.
It's
an underground radio station from this chick in North Carolina.
This ain't no underground radio station.
What the fuck? They don't know how to mute that shit.
They turn up like we ain't no bosses, Chuck. They talking about we got underground radio stations and shit. Who is that talking about underground radio stations?
I ain't probably one of them PYW chicks.
No, it's not, because I'm the only PYW in here, L, so shut the fuck up.
Who
I'm
is
chilling.
That?
Hey,
who
look.
Is that?
Hey, y'all.
It's
Ryan.
Shit.
Y'all say the
Chuck,
war for the battle.
Go ahead and hang up on her.
What? I'm
hey, Chuck,
chilling,
hang
man.
Up on
I'm
her.
Chilling.
Hey, Chuck,
hey, y'all got to be cool, man.
Chuck, hang up
y'all
on
raggedy
her.
Chicks act like y'all got some sense.
Whatever,
what
little nigga.
Hey,
you
Chuck,
said that's rude?
Hey,
yeah.
Second, guys.
Yes, it is, yes.
Hang up
on
her, Chuck. Hang up on her.
Rain, calm down, baby.
Hey, y'all need to come
I'm
to
good.
California
I don't
for
have
real.
No problem. I'm good.
We don't
y'all
want
need
no
to come to California.
We coming.
We coming
y'all need to
Cali.
Come to Cali.
We
come.
Yeah.
What part of Cali?
Can,
we all coming
y'all
to Cali.
Y'all
all star. We
I'm
will be there.
To see that.
What part of Cali are we talking about?
Yeah, Oakland should be in
I'm a
Oakland
nigga. Okay,
now
you live in San Diego.
San Diego not considered California no more. We kicked them motherfuckers out. We kicked them niggas out. They too close to the border. They gone.
That's not nice.
Well, LT, don't worry. We're going to catch an open case in February, man.
Hey, let's do it.
Hear me? Hey, look.
We're going to definitely catch the open case in February. You dig?
Let's do it.
Like
they
doing the no
Canada.
Court thing.
Hey,
it's going to be like it's gonna be like Canada. It's going to be some APBs out. Hell yeah. We're not even allowed to go to Canada no more. That's fucked up.
Hey,
look.
I'm out of here, y'all. I got to make some phone calls, baby.
All right, Jack. Later,
well, thank
son.
You for joining us, and we appreciate it. You have a good night.
Hear me all day, every day, baby.
You know
PYW all day. Whatever.
Nobody's right. We did not give you permission to talk yet.
Exactly.
Listen,
Chris.
You don't have to give me permission.
You
yes,
talk you
need
when
me to
we
Chris.
Say talk.
See?
Chris. See, this
you
is where we get messed up. I ain't worried about your Jay Lighting ass. I'm going to holler at you.
All right.
Hey,
cool.
Come on, y'all. Y'all supposed to be representing y'all brother. I get us in the show. To get
right. That's right. I'm good. I didn't have no problem with people coming at me. What am I supposed to do?
We good.
You know
we good.
Sister Craig.
We good.
Smile
we're
and
right.
wave.
I see you in 2 weeks, boo. 2 weeks.
Smile
no
and
doubt.
Wave.
I love you.
Smile
too,
and wave. Smile and wave.
Deuces.
Okay. Now back to the show.
Now what's the topic?
Wake
what was
up.
The topic
you...
again?
We were talking. The new topic is going to be fetishes.
Oh, shit. Oh, no, I'm kind
I
of a bondage type of nigga.
Wow.
I don't got a foot fetish, but I don't fuck with girls with ugly feet.
I got a bondage and a public fetish.
Oh, yeah. Now,
a bondage and a what?
A bondage and a public fetish. I love the fucking public.
Wow.
Really?
Hey, Chop, who he sound like last week? What that nigga say? We in the woods like we in the wilderness.
Like a motherfucker, cuz.
Oh,
I love that shit,
man.
Yeah,
that's
what
it is. Oh,
wait a minute. The one that just said that. I don't know. I sent him the text message letting him know that, you know, I changed the time. But the one that just said that, the in public, where you
in public?
Where you live at?
Yeah, this is the
money.
I'm in Delaware. I'm on my way to New York right now. Now, I like fucking in parking lots and shit on the hood of the car, hood of the truck. It don't matter.
Cause
I like
the fucking
drive
airport,
past and see me and all that, man.
I
mean, that shit is exciting.
Wow.
It's exciting like a motherfucker, guys. You don't understand.
Yo,
T,
the next time that shit happens, please call me because I like to watch this shit.
Yo, once with my mother when I went to PG crib, I fucked the bitch right on the hood of my truck in front of her crib. White nigga in the window watching me and all that.
I'm going to need to see some of this. Can you take some shit or something?
You know I love to.
Who wants to see it take?
I'll do it for you in the Bronx, baby. I promise.
That's what's up.
Hold on.
It's some more. Oh my God. Hold on. It's some more y'all that's trying to get in. Hold on. 1 second here.
Hey, you know what, dog? Remember, why are you using my shit, though? Tell me, I want to say fuck Twitter. Follow me on BGM.
Hello?
What it do?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air.
Ooh. Right here, baby.
Who's this?
Oh, my God. Who is that?
That's a baby.
What phone number she called back from? What phone number she called from?
They just said
so many
damn
numbers.
Hollywood?
Hey,
what's up,
Hollywood? Oh, cool-ass voice.
What's up,
you
little
big-ass
girl?
Tune my
radio station.
Hollywood on it? That's little Hollywood.
I
told you she's
not
my daughter.
Hear me suck.
That's little Hollywood. That's her.
Hollywood,
don't make me spank my children.
Yo,
this ain't the show for kids, Hollywood. We talking about some shit on here.
Yeah, he's gonna have to hang up with that kid. I'm sorry, I can't do that.
We talking about some shit on here. I might not want to do that.
I hear what y'all talking about. I'm not stupid. I just let her speak, and then I put it to my ear.
All right, good.
So
well,
then, be easy.
About fucking and shut up.
Be easy.
Hold on. Hey, D-Money. Hollywood started you up today. Hollywood, you don't
stop. I'm cool as a fan, baby. I'm excited about the topic. I ain't thinking about her.
No, Hollywood was talking about she the king of sucking dick.
No, come on, y'all. Let's do it,
right.
We'll say this for ourselves. Where my little terrorist-ass kids at? And Hot Mess ain't calling me back. Hello?
Hello. Yes.
You ain't
clicking. Everybody's
going to
need to come out. Y'all are, like, really off the chain, like, for real.
Oh, my God. I want to talk to my sister now. Click her back on. Click Hollywood back on.
What number is Hollywood? Because this is kind of like out of control.
Yeah, it is. The last number you just clicked
in.
No,
because there's a lot of numbers on here. So until
God,
I can get
damn,
control.
Let me look at my phone. Hold on. Did she call from a 917 number?
I have a few 917s.
She called from a different number? I'm calling her on the other phone. Let's see what number she called for. So I can get her back on. Just get on the line. What number you calling from? What's the first three digits? No, that ain't Rain. That ain't Rain. Chill out. I'm trying to get you back on the air. We got everybody else on mute. What number? You calling from this number, 917? All right. It's 917-400. What?
Okay,
okay,
she's on the air.
You're on the air now, Hollywood. Switch back over. Flash the phone. You're on the air. Click back over on the other side.
Hello?
What up, baby?
Wait, who am I speaking to, first of all?
This is Carlos Corleone.
I know this is Carlos. Who else is on this call?
Well, everybody.
I'm Mommy, this is my radio show. Hey, what's up?
Everybody
oh,
is on the line, but we got them on mute right
I'm
now.
I'm not speaking to you. I like to speak to the woman. Thank you. Unless you want to throw on a dress.
I ain't throwing on no fucking dress.
He might look cute in one. That what? I said he might look cute in one.
See,
wait,
I'm going to patch your hair out of both of y'all motherfucking hair. Keep on talking.
Wait, who's that female I'm talking to?
That's Chuck.
This is
That's my friend
Mommy.
Chuck.
This is my radio show. What's up? Oh, hey, Mama. I'm thinking she's one of the PME girls. I don't know. Hey, her booty up. Come on.
No, don't
no,
do that. Don't do
no.
That's why everybody on mute right now, because they've been acting up. They've been being bad. I can't take you fucking Rough Riders nowhere. Y'all stealing eggs out of Walmart. Y'all doing all kind of dumbass shit. I can't take y'all nowhere. Kids farting all in my motherfucking car.
And whole day lightning sits.
Jay Lightning gone. We had. She said she had to go.
Wait. That was?
Jay Lightning is gone. She said she had to go.
That chick can suck balls. That she can do.
Hey, Chop.
Yeah.
I like to say the rawest YW members we got is Hollywood Kids, Junior PME. They're my little terrorist kids. They bad as the fuck. And I
Thanks,
love them to death.
You want to talk to Hot Mess now?
Yeah, put her on the phone. It's her birthday, Kat. We're going to send her
Hold
a shout-out on her birthday.
Hold on. Who's up? Hello?
What's up, baby?
Hi, Carlos.
How you doing? Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, sweetie. Thank you.
No,
y'all
can't have two
people.
Hello?
Now, we can't keep you on the line long because we're talking grown folks stuff on here on the line, Hot Mess. I'm going to call you another time, okay?
Yeah, okay.
It's your little bad self. Where your little terrorist sister at?
Huh?
I said, where your little terrorist sister at?
Hold on.
I my fat ass out.
Carlos.
Yeah.
You are veering off of my topic. That's not good.
All right.
Okay, so what you said?
Okay. Put your mommy back on the phone so we can finish the show, and I'll call you when we get off the radio.
Okay. Hello?
Yeah, okay. Tell her what the topic is.
The topic is... Go ahead. We done veered off so much. Oh, my gosh. The first subject at hand was who made better cheaters, men or women? And then the second topic was, what do you do with
your
partner?
Wait. Go back to the first topic. Which one is what?
Who
most
makes
cheater?
The better cheater? No, who's the better
women
cheater? A man or a woman?
Cheater.
Yeah, man or
the
a woman.
The woman does.
We know I won that war, Chop, because I said the women was better cheaters than men. So that's
true. But we learned from y'all. We learned from y'all. Y'all started cheating. We didn't wake
that's
up
not,
one day and say, oh, my God, we're going to cheat.
I'm going to explain to y'all why women are better cheaters. All right. First of all, y'all men are sloppy at y'all jobs. That goes for all of you. And y'all PMEs, y'all ain't no pimps. Some of y'all walking with little weedies and shit like that. LC, not to mention. Anyways,
first of all, women make the most cheaters. Like, seriously, it's the truth. We will tell you our phones died. A real pimp walk around with 2 to 3 phones. I got 2 for a reason. Some of y'all
wow.
know.
All right. Y'all text messages. Let's just say the girlfriend and y'all stupid. Y'all leave the text messages on your phone. So then when y'all go home, text messages all up in there. Then, on top of that, some of you men don't put names that are supposed to be. Like, if your woman's name is Mary and your girlfriend's name is Melissa, hello, put her name under one of the fellas as their job number. Damn, I got to teach y'all motherfuckers everything.
Hey, Hollywood, is that why I only got one phone number on you, Hollywood?
There you go. There you go.
I'm going to cut your hair the next time I see you. You better not
and you know
not
what?
Come to no event.
I'm going to cut your left titty and make you eat it. What size bra you wear? Because at Walmart, you didn't look good in the blue bra.
Yeah, y'all got me good. It's cool.
Next time I'm going to make sure I hit you with this fucking egg I stole.
Hey, they got me, Chuck. They sent the kids the badass throw a bra on me and shit.
Wow.
They got me. They got me. They got my whole crew. They it's cool though. We beat their ass all the time, so it's fair.
Whatever. What was the next topic?
The next topic was when you are, you know,
when you get some bad sex, do you tell that person about it, or how do you deal with that about it?
Wait. What? When you get what?
Some bad sex.
When you
sex,
get
like,
with somebody that just sucks in bed, how do you handle it? Different ways.
This is how you tell them, oh, tomorrow I'm going to be, like, really busy and stuff like that. I'll call you, okay?
And don't call me, I'll call you. If you call me, I ain't going to never, ever, 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 ever speak to you again.
That's all you got to say. If it's on a Friday and they dropping you on Saturday morning, listen, today is going to be a really hectic day. I got to do so much stuff and running around. I'm going to hit you up a little bit later. End of conversation. You go upstairs. If you could afford to, you change the motherfucking number. If you can't afford to change the number, then you just ignore the motherfucker. He'll eventually weed out just like the rest of them. What's the next subject?
I guess different people do things differently. Next one is fetishes.
I know what yours is. I know what yours is, monkey-ass nigga.
What is it? What's her fetish?
Hold on.
I ain't gonna put her out there like that right now. That's my fetish.
Go ahead, Carlos. Let me hear it.
I ain't gonna fuck with you right now. Go ahead.
Let me hear it. No. Fuck that. Let me hear it.
I'm not cussing at you right now. I'm going to be good because I'm on the radio and I'm doing my thing. I ain't trying to be acting a fool.
You already act a fool.
No, I don't.
She said, go ahead. Tell us, Carla. She gave you permission. What is the fetish?
Exactly. What is it?
She kept on
that what?
She get off of stealing. She kept on maniac.
Let me hear
that's
it, Carlos.
That's a fetish. That's not a
fetish. It is.
That's not a fetish.
It make her get off when she steals. So that's a fetish for her.
No, that's not a fetish. I do that on the regular. What's wrong with you? No.
The power department go get rid of your ass. Keep on.
Listen, I didn't get into cars just by looking at the cute boys there. I was in those cars with the owners upstairs sleeping. Screwdrivers, they were a definite plus at that time. But we don't do those things no more.
Right. You know, you were just a little bit luckier than me because I got caught in just about everything I did. That's why I'm a convicted felon.
Well, I got my
ain't nothing wrong with that. As well as I'm going to bring some more people on. Hopefully they've calmed down.
I hope so, because I don't know how. I can't control
you know what it is? You know what it is? I'm going to tell you what it is, sweetie. They can't handle Hollywood. So they like, you know how when you don't feed a dog for a day or two, and then you show them a piece of meat, and they don't know how to act? That's how they are.
I see.
Don't let Hollywood's soft cupcake cookie eating ass do no shit like that to you, because Hollywood is really a softy. She thinks she a motherfucking gangster Mac, but she really soft in the motherfucker. That's my sister. I know about her. She's some bullshit. Don't let her try to talk all that pep Mac shit to you on the phone.
Whatever. Bring your
bullshit.
Damn dogs on. Bring your damn dogs on. You can start with your first little quarterback pit bull, Jay Lightning. She probably on this bitch hearing me out. That little
She hung up. She hung up. She already gone. She been gone. But I'm going to tell you
Caller, who is 704-277-3737?
That's China. Pick her up. That's China.
Hi, China. You're on the air. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
The tickler is here. Put them dudes back on the phone.
No, because we've already been through that. We can't put everybody on the phone.
Put them all on the phone. You just put one or two on the phone.
Wait,
but
who's this?
It's China.
China. Hold on a second. 646-651, you're on the air.
Who is
646-651, you're on the air.
You was good.
Hello?
You was on the...
Hello?
Hello, you hear me?
He's trying to put a sexy voice on, and he don't understand that he's too close to the phone, so he needs to pull the phone and stop being hungry, because he's not sounding sexy right now.
He need to stop smoking that motherfucking dro. That's what's wrong with him.
Who is it?
It's EJ.
Hi, baby.
It was good.
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
I know you're going to supply the nutcrackers for my party when I come up there.
You already know. I don't want
the nutcrackers. What the fuck is that?
It's a drink. Everybody in New York know what nutcrackers are.
I'm from Cincinnati. I don't know what that shit is.
Yeah, we need some out there, boy.
I'll be out
there
real soon.
It's some good alcohol. It's some good alcohol.
Yeah.
Wow, it's been a rough one tonight, EJ.
No, I'm just tuning in. So I was going to show you some love.
Blame it on my people. That's what you're going to do. Blame it on my people.
I ain't going to blame it on your people. I'm just going to blame it on you, motherfucker. What the hell are you talking about?
I'm
your people are good. It's you.
They just need
you.
A Google Rough Riders before they let us in anywhere.
Because we get put out of everywhere we go. We
I'm
got
sure.
put out the fucking internet radio show. That's fucked up. I can't take that out of
nowhere. Sure. EJ, what you got going on tonight? Anything? Any events or whatever? Because, you know, Jay was on earlier.
Yeah. Now, we keeping it light tonight. It's a little messy outside, so we keeping it indoors.
Man, I really wish you guys could come down here for next Friday to be in the studio live with me. I know that's going to be sick. And then you know what I think I may do? It's like after the show, because you know how we did it last week, after the show can still go on without being on air. What I may do is schedule it for two parts, because I can do it once a day. So I'll do it like, you know, from 10 to 12, and then from 12 to 2. So from 12 to 2, they can hear everything that's going on and see it live on Ustream.
Oh, all right. That'd be dope. We'll do that.
Yeah, I think I might do a two-part next week because, you know, it's homecoming weekend. So many people are going to be here from New York, Delaware, D.C., Maryland, V.A., from all over to come to Auntie's homecoming. We got, like, the high school rivalry games coming
that
Friday night.
Next week?
Huh? Yeah, next week. Yeah, North Carolina Auntie State homecoming. Yeah,
Honeybee says she'll
be
good. Honeybee says she'll be good if y'all let her back in.
I don't know about that because the Killer Bee don't know how to act.
She says she pinky promise. She says she pinky promise. She said please.
Get her back in, Chop.
I don't know her number.
I'm going to tell it to you. 310-213.
All right, one second. Okay, you're on the air, 310.
Carlos, I wasn't bad to begin with. I was good. I was quiet.
I don't know. I wasn't on the line. I was dealing with another situation on my other phone.
I believe my PYW sister.
What's up, Killer B?
Quiet. Hey, how y'all doing?
You weren't quiet today when you was cussing me out.
Well, that's because you were acting up.
Nah, you're going to try
what
to
what am I supposed to do? I don't understand. If you cut up, I have to cuss you out.
I don't take this. I love you to death, right? But when I come to Vegas, I'm going to beat your ass.
You ain't going to do nothing.
No, you're not.
I'm going to beat your ass.
He's really not. I'm really not worried about him. Anyway, the host, sweetie, I wanted to answer your question when you were talking about the little fetishes and stuff like that, because I don't want to get you off a subject because I see you're kind of getting a little aggravated. And I understand because us Rough Riders, we don't act right. We don't.
Okay, so what is your fetish?
Okay, we were talking about this earlier, actually, and Carlos could have just gone ahead and told you that we were talking about fetishes earlier, and we were talking about
I don't know. I was at work. I didn't know I was talking about. I was kind of in and out the room.
Nigga, you act like you really work when you at work. Anyway.
yeah, I had to finish.
We were talking about And Hollywood, please join in with me. And China Doll, please, because you are a professional. She got all the toys and stuff like that. So we're talking about fetishes. And a fetish for me would be a biting and hair pulling, a little bit of spanking of the ass. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh. Okay.
Mm-hmm. What was it that we were saying? The nipples, nibblers?
We need to talk to China Doll. I need your information again. We need to go online. I gotta get it back up.
But don't worry, China Doll. When you come to New York, I'm gonna take you to the Village, and you're gonna get all of them there.
Oh, hold on, get all the what? What are we to share?
Who's in New York? Which one is in New York? Hollywood in New York?
Why are you, who's that? Who's that?
That's
EJ.
That's EJ from Rob, what's the name of your radio show?
Wire Radio.
Oh, yeah, Wire Radio.
Oh, EJ's from another radio show. He's not a Rough Rider. But we like you too, EJ. You're cool. What's your fetish,
and yes,
EJ? Let's talk about your fetish.
EJ, Hollywood in New York.
Yeah, what is your fetish, EJ?
Yeah, what's your fetish, EJ? What's your?
I don't have no fetish. I don't got none of that.
You a damn lie. Stop lying.
Are you a freak? Are you a freak?
EJ is lying.
Are you a freak?
His fetish is having pictures of his dick taken with somebody beside it, with their mouth. That's his fetish. He likes blowjobs.
So you like taking pictures of yourself getting head? Is this what we're talking about today, EJ?
No, honey, they videotape themselves. That's how they do it.
Yourself, EJ.
They videotape it. EJ.
And then you like to record it back, EJ? Is that what you like to do? Because you're sitting on my couch right now. I'm questioning you. I'm interviewing you. I want to know your fetish.
No, honeybee. They videotape it, and then they go and tell their boys, yo, son, last night I had this bad take. Check this shit out. And then they show the video.
No.
Oh, is that what you do, EJ? Is that your CeeLo?
That's not what I do.
That's not what you do?
Nope.
Okay, so explain to me, do you like getting, because see, we have China Doll on the line, and she is a professional tickler, okay? So, you know, she could tickle your fancy, you know what I'm saying? We have a couple other people that are on mute online. She's
now,
a professional
see, don't get it
tickler.
Twisted. Let me explain the tickle to you. Because, you know, they say the male prostate is like the G-spot for the male. So I'm going to be tickling the prostate. Yes, honey, yes.
Right.
Don't get quiet.
Tickle the hell out of that.
Quiet. Are you, what, hello?
Oh, no, I'm listening. Yeah. I understand. Like, I ain't going to let that stuff, but I'm listening.
Don't get started. There's a fucking
band,
you know. Don't get started.
Yeah,
he was about to say the number you have dialed is temporarily.
EJ, they got you speechless.
They got me speechless.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they got you speechless.
Ain't nobody tickling me. I ain't worried about that.
No.
Or is it your pink, EJ?
It
do you like your pink
tickles?
Is that what you like?
What?
Do you like your taint tickled? Is that what you want tickled?
No
EJ?
Way. No way.
No?
Why?
No.
No. The taint is good, baby. The taint is real good.
I don't even know what that is, so I'm going to say I pass.
EJ, I need you to learn your anatomy. That's what I need you to do. I want you to go home today, and I want you to Google taint, and I want you to discover your taint today. That is your, that's your mission. That's your challenge. Discover your taint. Okay?
And then call China Doll and ask her for them rubber gloves.
Right, yes. Purple or white. I'll give you a choice. Purple or white.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, y'all
Carlos,
man,
don't
funny,
be
yo.
Quiet.
Yeah,
y'all
real funny right now.
I mean, I'm saying, they say the prostate is like the G-spot. I'm trying to help you out.
You can help me out. I'm good.
I mean, you know, you can just bend over, grab your ankles. I got you.
Nah. Okay. Okay. That ain't for me. Stay in my boat, right? I'll pass on that one.
LT is a volunteer.
Carlos,
go volunteer. He
liked
that.
Man, kiss my ass, you little black-ass turtle.
Listen, LT and Rain want to come in. LT said
yes.
That he'll be good, and if he's bad, that he'll videotape himself sucking himself.
Be cool for a minute. Get LT and Red back in, and we're going to go right there. Because we can't put all of them in at the same time. We got to rotate them because they don't know how to act when they get together.
We're being good. What are you talking about, Carlos? I think we are being very respectful.
That's
yeah.
Right now. But if everybody get in the group at one time, I'm telling you, all it takes is for one person to say something stupid, and it's going to start a domino effect.
We're talking about fetishes right now. We are having a very nice discussion about fetishes and taint and tickling of the prostate. This is very interesting. It is educational because EJ does not know what the hell is taint.
All I can say is this, bitch. All my sisters are just freaks. God damn. They're just freaks. Got a motherfucker that runs.
You know what? Carlos, I have 2 minutes left on the show, right? Hold on. Because what's going to happen is we're going to do like we ended up doing last week after the show cuts off. We're all just going to be on the phone just kicking it, talking mad shit because everybody is going to be on. So
that'll work.
Yeah, I got to give my shout outs and everything. I would like to thank everybody that joined PME and showing us at the city tonight.
PYW.
PYW, baby.
It's
crazy.
Yeah. The show about to be over, but we still going to stay.
And Jay Lightning sucks butt on the regular.
Next
week, my show is going to be different. Like I said earlier, I'm going to do a live taping. I mean, everything is live anyway, but it's going to be in a studio where you can see other people interacting in the audience. And then after the show, it's going to be a private party. Guest list only. Contact me, ChocMommy, at ChocMommy.com, and that's ChocMommy at ChocMommy.com. And for those of you that haven't seen my site or joined it, go to www.ChocMommy.com. Join it. You can upload your own pictures, videos, and music. It's a colorful site. It's very interesting. I suggest you, when you join it, you got like an hour to spend because that's how long you're going to be on it looking at everything. So I would like to thank my guest host, Carlos, for coming on and representing. And I'd like to thank everybody that called in. LT says somebody need to let him in.
We're going to let him in.
Huh?
And I'm going to tell y'all, y'all go on Talk Site, boy. She got a freaky ass site.
What is the email address? I'm going to look it up.
Okay. Am I in?
Yeah, you in, big bro. You in.
Am I in?
Hollywood, that's some fucked up shit.
Hello?
Do I need to text that shit to you? Hello?
Kelsey, I have the text message, son.
Is this about to turn into the old school party line?
Yeah, it's a party line.
I ain't wasting my minutes to talk to everybody,
nigga. LT, I'm going to need you to go to the store tomorrow and get the unlimited plan, bro. It's only about $30 more.
My job don't pay for that. I get free cash.
Man, you got, y'all own y'all own shit.
Yeah, but I ain't about to tell them to put no more money out.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
You on LT show?
I'm back in the building.
Yeah, I love y'all, boy. Y'all, you know
you on the PME show? What's happening?
No, we're going to
be
talking
about the PME show.
YW, get it right,
the
LT.
PME
I think
show.
You're
oh,
still
yo,
the
yo.
Ball stuck in your mouth.
It's PYW all day.
Hey, yo, is
hold on, y'all. Even though I know the show over with.
Hey, Hollywood, I've been watching Paid in Full. My New York accent about to be clean.
Hey, yo.
I need to talk to my son. Killer
B. What is
up, man?
What Killer
B? Yes, Carlos. I'm right here.
What's up, baby?
Hey,
hi, sweetie.
Oh, you act like you don't love me no more. You've been acting up since we at war and shit.
No, I'm not acting up. You know what? I don't have your number anymore.
It's a dude.
Hey, yo, Chuck, come on.
Yes.
What up, baby? It's Ace Boogie, you know?
Yeah. Hang up here.
Oh, my God. Oh, Boogie.
Get
the
potato
head.
So. El
Boogie.
Hey, next week, I'm just going to wait till the party line hit. Y'all need to have your whole show up. Dude, next week,
you
just tell me when the party line pops.
I'm about to sign up.
Oh,
sir,
the show, sir?
Oh, my God.
Hey, yo, sir, look, the show, dude.
Whoever just said, oh, my God, need to work on their voice skills, because that shit sounded fucked up.
Shut up, L motherfucker.
See,
this one. This one.
Hey, yo, fam, I just missed the show. What up?
Look, because I just went on the site, though. I just went on the site, and I just seen some shit that I don't know
okay,
if I'm trying to see.
Hey, yo, Carlos.
Wait, can you tell me the site address? Tell me the site address. I don't know. I'm trying to Google it.
Okay.
www.ocami.com.
Yeah.
You know what? Text it to me, because... Y'all too loud, and
Elva
keeps talking.
Hey, yo, can y'all hear me, yo?
Yo, I can hear you.
Mr. Potato Head is trying to talk, people. Mr. Potato Head is trying to talk.
They need some fuck up with them.
What you got to say, Mr. Potato Head?
That is, man.
Hey, y'all niggas got jokes. Y'all niggas got jokes
right now.
Hey, Black Diamond.
Diamond not in here. She not in here.
She was dead on this nigga, I know. Like, real fuck,
the only fool
was
left to call me a Miss Pizzetta.
Oh, I don't know who it is calling you. It's a million people on the damn phone. Yes.
You get your tattoo fixed?
Shut the hell up. I got another one done.
Here's our Black Diamond right here. Who wants
it? Thank
you,
Ray.
Who got something to say?
Hey, honey,
you
I just
got
something
to
say, baby girl. I'm
going to get it fixed. I'm going to get it linked up. Shut the fuck up.
Look.
Carlos, what did you say?
Y'all motherfucking crazy. Who is texting me now? What the hell she want? We can't click on that
door
because it's still over here, right?
Hey, we need to record this shit and put this on lifestyle.
All I'm saying is PME stand up.
Real.
Honey
B. We got our own separate club.
Honey
B,
I need your assistance, please.
Okay, what happened? What happened? Honey B, what's up? What's up? What's up?
Who was that?
You know loud ass my buddy is.
It was lucky calling and said the show over with.
Hey,
oh my God, what is this?
China.
I'm sorry.
China.
Kind of gone, man. She just texted me and said it dropped her. It's over for her because we can't put nobody else here. Once the show over with, she can't go to Twitter.
I'm
board.
Not leaving then. I'm not leaving.
Absolutely. Don't nobody want to talk to you.
Wait a
minute.
Some
damn man. Hey.
Black
ass
diamond
on the phone. Everybody want to talk to me.
You
want
to
black ass diamond on the phone.
Talk to your little lingly ass.
Oh, that must be the pool of glasses talking now.
Hey,
yes,
I just want to ask
that was fucked up when you was clowning my boy L today. That was fucked up.
Damn nose.
Somebody My nose is not even that fucking big, so that joke.
That nigga just smelled everything a mile away.
My nose is not even that fucking big.
Fucking Pinocchio. Fuck LP. Pinocchio, motherfuckers.
Hey, that's how rumors get started. Hey,
you can.
For real. That's how rumors get started. You got people on here that don't even know me. That's how rumors get started. There's people that don't know me. They're going to think my nose that big. That's how the rumors get spread.
Okay, stop crying. Go fill out somebody's left foot from Miami.
LT's nose is not that big.
My phone's done.
KRS-One is dead, son. Fuck that.
It's
a Nokia on
Twitch. My dick is that big, though.
Okay, my phone is done.
You need to get some for some members of your team.
Hey, y'all fucking listening to me? See, tomorrow I'm going to fuck off. Who the fuck is VP of Brooklyn Chapter Hollywood Rough Rider?
Hollywood.
Is that next
yeah,
year?
That's
yesterday I told you there's no opening on Sunday.
At a time, like,
it's like five Hollywoods.
Yeah, it really is a lot.
It's like five Hollywoods.
We don't need no more Hollywoods and no more storms.
Hey, no more L motherfucking T, because I've seen on my, if I got an LT on my shit. Exactly.
Well, my name is tatted on my motherfucking body, so.
My shit is copyrighted. It ain't tatted on me, but yeah, something like that.
He said something like that.
Oh,
you can go back
copyrighted.
To intimidation.
Hey, I can't even go into the club because I'm talking to y'all and I'm taking shots in my car. I'm feeling, ain't no sense of going in that motherfucker.
LP, you know damn well your ass is in the living room with the TV.
Why are you going to
the
club at 7 o'clock in the why are you going to the club at 7 o'clock?
You want to hear my voice?
Thank you, this nigga say he in front of the club. Fuck out of here.
Did you hear the horn?
No.
Nope.
You hear the horn?
You probably just came out of motherfucking work. You sitting in front of your house, bullshitting.
I've been off work. Yo, jokes suck. I've been off work. It's like 7 o'clock. Where the fuck will I be at work?
Okay,
people
but if it's 7 o'clock, why are you at the club? The club don't crack until like 11.
Maybe you
can't even be seen out here in the place. I don't know what time the club is being cracked.
Men will be drinking at work and shit.
Let me tell you how these niggas are slacking, son. I'm sitting here, I'm a fucking supervisor. Why the fuck all my niggas are sitting on their phone and ain't nobody checking niggas at the door? What the fuck is going on? Niggas see me on the phone, they want to get on
the phone.
Them niggas put mice in my office.
Carlo.
And mice running all around my shit.
I remember you said, I don't know what to do. To tie these motherfuckers or what?
These niggas had a block of cheese under my desk, and it was mice running all around that shit. I'm like, man, these niggas do not like me. Niggas, just mice running around.
Hard as it is, fire that motherfucking ass. They be begging to come back.
Hey, no, it was the Hollywood cousins.
No. Oh, that's not nice. That's all right. LP was on top of it. Y'all ass still on here?
Yeah.
Hey, who is that? Who is that? Welcome to the PME show. Welcome to the PME show. Who is this? Say hello.
Not the PME show.
Yeah, I'm going to find one of these niggas tonight.
Hey, Charles, I'm going to be disconnecting us either. Unless I'm going to try to grab the shit out of you.
My fucking phone beeped, and I had to click over. Shut the hell up.
Hey, welcome to the PME show.
Hey, Chuck,
how was your day?
Yes.
That was your day.
Chocomani.
Yes.
Chocomani. We're looking at, Rain and I are looking at your website. Are these your pictures in the middle?
Do y'all niggas ever get away from each other? Why y'all always together?
We live in the same house, asshole.
Hey, you ever touched her pussy before?
She's my cousin, you fucking retard.
Hey, that's how they do it down south, I heard. You ever eat your pussy up there?
We from the city, bitch.
I'm just being real. You ever do it before? Just
Just look at it real quick. Look at it.
But why
look
does he
it.
Say it and then look why does his voice go down like he's standing right next to you and he wants you to tell a secret on a chat line?
Ain't nobody talking to your ass.
It's
between me and Rain and Black Diamond.
Okay, well, LT, will you shut the hell up? First of all, Rain's daddy is my cousin. We got the same blood, fool, and I'm strictly
and what that got to do with you licking her pussy?
You
Now you taking it somewhere.
Anybody want chat info or whatever, just text me and I'll text it to you. Right now, we can't.
Y'all niggas is tripping.
Especially y'all female.
I need a drink.
LT,
pass the drink, please.
Hey, when we was on that conference call the other day, she was
talking hella shit.
She was going in on us. BBM, you'll get it.
Get it until he gets off the phone.
Well, you know that ain't fucking happening.
Hey, but look, guess what? Anytime I got a party line, so
okay. Wait a minute, I'm about to text you.
I'm
gonna text it to your phone, Negro.
Oh, you gotta be a Negro. See, I could have took that shit offensive.
Oh,
niggas won't get sensitive. Niggas won't get sensitive in this motherfucker.
Hey,
okay,
Honey B.
Niggas.
Honey B.
Yes.
Where my sister baby T at?
She ain't pay her phone bill.
Why you ain't pay your wife phone bill? Now when I let you marry my sister, you said you was gonna be good.
Hey, she ain't call me. She should let me know.
What'd you say, Hollywood?
LT,
I know that was you.
LT, what?
Listen, that little West Side bullshit speak of a language that you have, that shit don't put fear in my heart. I say you
ain't
broke.
Nobody say
that
to you. Like,
you
broke.
Let's say it one more time.
You do not intimidate me talking like my daughter. Put some bass in your voice.
I don't intimidate you.
You
lying little motherfucker. You called me. You was like, I don't want no problems when I come to New York. I don't want no problems.
Hey, yeah, you ain't got to worry about them.
They know they place.
They don't want to get fucked up. They know they place.
I say it in front of everybody. If I go all the way to New York and y'all niggas fuck my clothes up, I'm gonna be mad as shit.
Wait. You know, you have to bring your school clothes, and you bring your outdoor clothes. Your clothes.
Nah, but that shit ain't cool, though, Hollywood. You said don't bring no weapons, and now you're talking about fucking up people's clothes. Now, that's fucked up.
How is weapon and clothes got anything to do with it?
Okay, so what you putting on somebody's clothes?
I can throw him water. That's not a weapon. That's nothing.
And if you do it, we're going to put your motherfucking head in the toilet. I'm going to put my tits and shit in it.
Hey, yo, Hollywood, I'm just letting you know you're lucky I got that damn stain on my wife beater.
I hope you got some
real deep security, because it's going down.
You ain't gonna throw white at a Chinese wedding, nigga.
Hey, you ain't gonna throw a punch in the motherfucking
way.
Wait.
What you talking
Who's
about?
Is this Hollywood?
Who's
is that
shit?
You or
you know
it's
oh, black
no,
ass diamond?
That was not black ass diamond.
Hey, Ryan.
That motherfucker, black ass diamond, is about to say something. You ain't gonna do shit, motherfucker. We got to wake your ass up just for you to get in the fight. You go to bed at 9 o'clock, Carlo.
Hey, El, don't even worry about her, cause she take a good ass whooping. She like a Timex. She take a licking and keep on ticking. She crawl on the ground. So I'm like, fuck your couch, nigga. Can't even move.
Nigga,
fuck
your couch.
I'm about to cry, too. Hey, wait, Carlo.
Your fucking ass on the side texting me all the time. Talking about Carlos. Please don't have your cool feet be as bad as they say if you fall.
What do you say?
That's the reason I call you foolish, nigga.
Carlos, you're a lion. He's a fucking liar. Where's Ace Boogie at?
Oh, I'm lying.
Yo, what up?
Ace Boogie, I gotta admit, when you and D-Money beat my ass in the hallway, y'all damn near had me at tears, but I was still, tears rolled down when y'all walked further down the hallway, and I was like, fuck P and me. If y'all were late a few more minutes.
Yo, real rap.
Hey, hold on. Hey, said the only reason why they stopped beating your motherfucking ass is their hands start hurting.
I would not say
PME. They smacked my ass.
Yo,
I still got a fucking handprint on my ass. Whose handprint is this on my ass that won't go away?
Lowe's.
Yours or D-Money's?
Hey, yo, Lowe's, this is the funny part. We was beating the shit out of her the whole time. This nigga D-Money was like, nigga, I got a son. I was like, nigga, I got a daughter. We was beating the shit out of her ass, nigga. Say PME.
Nigga walked away, ran down the hallway, nigga. She crawled in the room, nigga. They opened the door and just walked in with open arms.
She go tell
no,
me.
No, I didn't.
How the fuck
I talked shit the whole way. Y'all kept saying, say T and me. I kept saying, fuck T and me. That's why y'all was beating me harder, because I said, fuck y'all cream puff lightweight cupcake motherfuckers. And I'm still saying it.
It don't matter. She crawled in the room. Diamond, right,
he's
to sleep.
Mad because he got beer poured in his ass.
Hey, yo,
I don't know about the rest of your crew.
And I don't know why the fuck Jay Lightning and Jay Hood talk so much shit. PYW beat the shit out of them.
That's because they
alcohol.
They got drunk.
Nigga, didn't you
just Jay Lightning wasn't drunk. We call her. We call her when she first got there.
Hold on, guess what, though? I mean, like I said the other day, when you get caught out of bounds, that's your ass. I mean, if you outnumbered, that's your ass. You just got to fight. I mean,
okay, and I took mine. I was outnumbered in the hallway, and I took it like the way I was supposed to, like a stand-up type of bitch. I ain't taking it from them. They beat the shit out of me. They beat my ass in the hallway like I was their kid. Yes, they did. And I'm still saying, fuck PME.
Hey, Hollywood,
that's
some vulgar language,
man.
I don't know about the rest of your clique, but Black Diamond, the motherfucker, soldier, she got beat down for the PYW name.
She took it for the team.
She got beat down. I got shot the fuck up. So, whatever.
I still got a PYW shirt at the crib, you know what I'm saying? I snatched off somebody, so.
Listen, you stupid.
You ain't getting no PYW shirt from nobody.
That chick, let me tell you about Lady. The day before Baltimore,
I know he ain't talking about that shit.
You can't be talking about people behind their back. Hey, Shay, you can't be talking about people behind their back.
I will tell her in her face. I will call her and three-way her, and she won't still tell me shit. Listen.
Hey, I bet you won't.
Call her.
Call
y'all motherfuckers
that
take her shirt and get Juju
her
fucking money.
All I know is
that
shirt.
Listen, you could pee on that shirt. The day before Baltimore, she was like, I don't want to be PYW no more. I just can't do this. No. The thing is that she got scared. And she
no, the thing was, she didn't have $20 to pay for a fucking T-shirt. So that's why she didn't want to be PYW. She got to get money for a shirt. I don't give a fuck who will go back and tell her. Black Diamond said, take your fucking due. Give Juju her money for a shirt.
You calling ladies?
Dick run this here. She came over to PME and bowed down gracefully.
Well,
Ace Boogie, you know what I'm saying? I can't be PYW.
And she paying for her shirt.
I'm built for PME.
And she paying for everything.
Okay,
PYW, I gotta be PME. I'm built for PME.
What you say?
Yeah,
what y'all say? Tell her send that $20 over there.
Yeah, because that little pussy ass wanna hide behind a bunch of fucking muscle. Fuck y'all. Straight up.
At least you admit
no,
it.
It's not the point of the shirt. It's not the point of $20. Juju paid for her shirt in good faith, and she should have gave her back her fucking money. If she didn't have it, she should have said, sus, I don't got it. Is we good? And Juju would have said, yeah. But just don't try to play the littlest one out the crew, you think, because it's not going down like that. Give her a fucking $20, and we're going to take it out on your ass. And
you
got to pay
Juju.
Please,
don't follow
what
like you want on the East Coast.
Yeah, that sounds like pimping to me.
That shit does not sound like pimping. That sound like some bitch ass move right there.
Hey, Hollywood, what are you talking about?
Hold on, I want to ask you a question, Hollywood, while we're right
no,
here.
No, hold on, Carlos. Black Diamond, she never paid Juju back?
No.
No, because
oh,
when we
were
leaving
the
club.
She's going to have Juju's money. Because at my event, I'm going to tell her, you got to give me $20 for the shirt you never wore. And watch me get my Juju's money.
How y'all going to pay for something that she didn't even wear?
She ordered it.
She ordered it with everybody else.
Hey, I don't feel
Juju
good talking about the homie behind
her.
The back, man.
Hey,
what's up,
Carlos?
Well, Carlos,
okay, we're going to leave that for longer. We're going to leave that one alone. Y'all go ahead and handle that when y'all handle that. But I got a question for Hollywood. Hey, I want to know one thing. Why when y'all had a motherfucker, and when y'all had a mole in our crew, it was all funny. But we got a mole in y'all crew, it turned into some serious shit, stop snitching, this and that. But y'all weren't saying that shit when y'all had a motherfucker telling y'all about our shit.
Hold on, because Hollywood's going to answer this. First of all, we never, ever, ever had a snitch. And I told her,
somebody telling y'all something.
Excuse me, how do y'all know about our panels? Yo, you asked the question, so I'm going to answer it.
Okay.
Now, if you shut
y'all
the
had
fuck
a snitch.
Up, you'll hear the answer.
I'm going to smack the shit out of you when I see you, but go ahead.
No, you're not.
You
way out there in motherfucking Vegas, and you ain't coming nowhere. You ain't coming nowhere. We won't even probably see you in L.A.
That wasn't even me talking. That was not me talking. Cut
this
up. That wasn't honey. Learn your voice.
Well, go ahead, Hollywood. Everybody be quiet so Hollywood can tell me what's going on.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute, Carlos. Carlos, wait a minute. Choco Mama wants to open up her line, so we need to move either to the chat room or to the other conference call. We're holding up her line.
Okay, well, where's the...
You can put anybody here. We're going to shut anybody down.
Okay, where's the... We need another... Somebody got to go to conferencecall.com.
Okay, y'all already know the conference
we
call.
We already know the conference call number. Call it.
Okay, stop playing stupid.
Well, give me the number.
Yeah.
I already got it.
It's the 805 number.
Hold on, what is it?
But I don't have the number.
1040-68.
Yeah, it's
1040-68-3.
We'll get it from there, and we'll hook up there.
No, because the switchboard is closed now, so they will just have to hang up.
All right, everybody hang up.
They might not want to.
No, we're going to go into another line room. We're going to go into another conference call room.
Hey, Chuck. Huh?
Yes?
Yes, man. I know them questions you had for me. I'm saying you have to ask me another time or something like that, you mean? Or...
Hey, so I'll give you your phone number.
All right.
I'll be BM it to you.
I'm
hooking that up for y'all because she off the chain.
All right, well, I'm out, though.
All right, we're going to go in the other room, but I'm going to talk to her for a second.
All right, I'm probably going to jump. Yeah, I mean, I'm about to deal with these niggas real quick.
All right.
Real quick. I will find
out that
yo.
Yo, Chuck.
Uh-huh.
Hang up the lines and I'll call you on your phone.
Okay.
All right.
Bye. Oh, shit. Switchboard.